systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Friday, January 9th, 2009. How the fuck are you doing tonight?
Great.
Friday night.
It is Friday, yeah.
Hey,
the week's over.
TGIF.
Actually, the week's not over for me until tomorrow.
Me neither. But that's good. This is episode 139, almost to 140 episodes.
That's fucking awesome.
Which is almost what, 150?
Almost 200.
Which is damn near 200.
It's
weird.
Damn just, near. Time's flying.
Just burning through them.
It's
like,
weird.
Like, these episodes are like dry pine needles and brush, and we're just a spark. We're just a tiny little spark, and that's all it takes is just a little spark and all that dry brush to just boom erupt into a blaze of funny and comedic genius and shit. And then you have the Jam Hole, which also does comedy sometimes. Once in a while when we're feeling up to it. But yeah, thank you guys so much for checking out the Friday Night Show, episode number 139. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit. We will read on the show. Or you can call us at 406-204-GOT-P if you're illiterate. That's 4687. Also, real quick, if you have signed up for Jam Hole SMS updates at thejamhole.com, make sure you verify your shit. I'm not
saying. Otherwise, it's pointless.
Right. It just sits there unverified. Like, I have your number. I guess I could call you and be like, hey.
Verify the fucking thing.
Did you forget something? Who is this? Stop calling
me. This
is
Matt.
This is Matt from the Jam Hole, you fucker. Oh, fun. Or, yeah, you can also Skype the Jam Hole, all lowercase. Real quick, before we get into some other shit, thejamhole.com/forums. You may have an account there. You may not. If you don't, you should probably go ahead and get one of those. We got another anonymous email with a picture attached in it. Mm-hmm. A couple, actually.
What was the picture?
It was some female, I guess. I don't know. But it had some fucking boobs that were just like, yeah. Uh-huh. And you know what those boobs said on them?
I'm going to go out of limb here and say the Jam Hole.
Yes, actually, they said the Jam Hole on them. They were actually, it looked like it. Somebody control P printed from the website, from the homepage, and then, like, cut out.
Cut out the logo and everything?
Yeah, and then put them on said boobs.
That's pretty nice.
So, yeah, if you are a female and you've already voted on thejamhole.com/vote for us, and you've already donated at thejamhole.com/donate, and you're like, you know what? I need just one more way to help support the show. By you taking a picture of your boobs saying the Jam Hole or I love the Jam Hole or Matt and Braden are my gods or, you know, something like that.
Whatever.
Be creative.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you what to write on your boobs. They're your boobs, you know. But yeah, if you do that and you take a picture and send it to email info@thejamhole.com. I have to say email. That was weird. It was like in my head just because every time I say it, I'm like, and you can email info@thejamhole.com. So you can send an email
you
to
robot.
You can send an email to email info@thejamhole.com. To mail2:info@ It's an HTML joke. See, we're funny, right?
Come if on. You know HTML.
Yes.
If you're a geek.
So yeah, but basically you may be asking yourself, how the fuck does a picture of my boobs that says I love the Jam Hole on your forums help the show? Well, for one, it helps me personally. That's just on a personal level. On a a more global level, people like boobs.
Right.
I mean, that
and
just...
What's better than boobs with the Jam Hole on it?
Well, that will just attract people. They'll be like, I want to see these boobs of the listeners of the Jam Hole. It's like, our listeners are sexy, most of them. And when we have sexy listeners that have boobs, and they take those boobs, and they're like, pow, thejamhole.com/forums.
That's the only way to get any sexier.
It's the only way to get any fucking listeners. don't know. But yeah, we do appreciate that. It's nice. I made a caption on one of them just simply stating that, is it sad that our podcast gets more play than we do? Like, us physical human beings, peni, between the two of us. Well, we have
if
one
If we
each.
Could have sex over the internet.
That would be awesome.
God. Yeah, if we could do that, then we would probably get laid all the time.
Always.
Like, if there was some device you could buy for your computer that you stuck your dick in, and then whoever you're having sex with virtually, you know, puts their vagina up to, and you could somehow, like, fucking transport your penis
tab A into slot B.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. You know what else you could do if you just really wanted to have sex?
What's that?
You could either rape, which I'm not condoning rape, God knows, or you could actually go down to the sex shop and get, like, a blow-up doll or a sheep or whatever you're into at
the
time.
Or buy a prostitute.
Right, and then those will actually, I don't know if this is true or not, just what I heard, allegedly, those things will fuck you whenever. Like, they don't get headaches for some reason.
Blow-up dolls?
Yeah.
That's weird.
They know when to shut the fuck up, which is weird, too, because they are kind of female and certain. You wouldn't
think that. What's even weirder is they never talk.
Yeah, that's weird. It's like, you mean you don't like to hear yourself talk? Oh, wait, you don't have vocal cords. Right. But they never mind. I was gonna make a comparison of how they're the dolls as well as the women are both full of air, but that didn't work in my head. So
that could have been funny.
That could have been. I should have tried harder. Oh man, this is such a mess. So you know how you know how I tell you guys, everybody that listens, fans of the show, that at work I'm kind of the moderator of sorts.
You're the advice. You're Dr. Phil.
In essence, you would think that just by some of these god-awful fucking stories. But it's like I'm the go-to guy. Like, man, I am having problems. Who can I talk? Matt. Hey, Matt. Come here. Come outside and smoke with me. Hey, can I bum a cigarette?
You know why you're that guy?
Come outside and let me have one of your cigarettes, and then let me tell you all of my problems.
You know why you're that guy?
Because I don't give a shit.
Well, that too, and everyone shows up to work, and they're probably like, because
I'm the one that
depressed, all this shit, and you show up to work, and you're just fine, no matter what. Because
I always show up to work late. Is that
it? Well, no, just when
everyone
you're at
else
work,
left, and they're like, who's left? Oh, hey, Matt, come here.
When you're at work, you don't bitch about the shit that, you know, you have to deal with outside of work and, you know, ask for advice from people while everyone else is there bitching about whatever problems they have at home and they got to bring it to work to
what
you.
What would happen if I did?
I don't know. Who would you go to? Who would be your go-to guy?
The mirror. No, would they have would they have as much time for me as I have for them? Or would they be like, dude, I'm busy. But hey, real quick, let me tell you something.
let me tell you what's
going on
with me.
Let me tell you something. Go get your shoe shine
box. You should try
an
experiment.
What's that?
You should go to work with just make up some god-awful problem that just no one there could possibly give you any good advice
on. Like, guys, I woke up this morning and I went to pee and my penis was gone.
What do I do?
Where is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. If I knew I'd have it.
See, if they'll take the time to, like, help you out, though.
Hey,
they
help
probably,
me.
Hey, give me a hand.
So, oh man. So I get there, and of course, Ryan the Salt Guy, you guys all know that motherfucker, that big ape motherfucker.
Big ape motherfucker.
He fucking, dude, come outside with me, smoke. Let's have a smoke. And that's what we do. We go outside and smoke, and he tells me all of his bullshit fucking problems, and I tell him to go kill him.
I
tell him to go kill himself in the nicest way possible, and then we chuckle, and then I go in, and he leaves, and say la vie. Can you? Oh man, you guys aren't even ready for this. I'm not even ready for this. I can't even believe this is real and I'm not making this up. Like, that's how flabbergasted I am about this whole situation. So remember, he was with that chick, right? He's gonna kill me for this. But that's fine. Yeah. I can handle my own. He's just dumb guy.
Well, like we were talking about, when someone tells you anything,
what were you saying?
Something of importance.
Hey, what were you saying?
Just assume that you're going to say it on the show.
Is that it? Just whenever you tell me something, just automatically assume?
Or no, when someone decides that they're going to tell you something, before they're allowed to tell you something, you have to answer one question. Is it okay if Matt talks about this on the show?
You should just...
The answer is no. Don't even tell him about it.
You should just know that going into it. It's yeah. like Matt tells you guys all about his junky fucking lifestyle. Why the fuck wouldn't I tell them about your little fucking
yeah,
problems?
Yeah, your shitty girlfriend problems or whatever.
Oh, so, okay, let me just get right to it. So he comes in, and you know how he ended up leaving her, right? Uh-huh. I told you guys about that. He asked me, like, what you should do and shit, and I told him, you know, you should probably just get the fuck out. Like, abort, pull out before. That'll come into play later. But, yeah, just get out before it gets really bad. There's something I like to call, it's called the breaking point. Right. And once you cross that point, no matter how much super glue you have, you actually cannot fix the problem that caused this whole mess of shit in the first place. So it's always good to, like, pull the eject lever before you get to that breaking point, not during.
Right.
Like, you'll be in that breaking point, and you'll know. And the way you'll know is that you'll look up, and the skies and everything, it'll be nice and calm. Now, what that is, you're in the eye of the storm. The calm before the fucking blizzard and lightning.
Before the shit storm.
Exactly. Yes. The calm before the shit storm, if you will. And if you're in that calm, serene place, it's too late for you. No, you can't be helped. So, he leaves and shit. Everything's cool. I don't know where the fuck he's staying at. Probably in the work truck.
Oh, God.
That's fun.
Is he sleeping at the office?
Maybe. That's how you get here on time, you motherfucker.
He's already there.
That's cheating.
He just wakes up like 5 minutes before the first person then gets there. He's like, what's up?
I used to do that a long time ago.
Serious?
Because I worked in this place and I had the keys to it. This is why I was doing graphic design and computer shit for this travel kind of thing. And this is so bad. So I was living with my mom at the time, so I couldn't. I mean, I could bring girls home, but we'd have
so
to leave.
So you take them to your work? So I already knew what you were going
to
say.
We'd go to the fucking office and just fuck, like, all
everywhere.
Over the place. And then we would just, like, I'd have blankets and shit there, and we would just, like, it was so ghetto. God. This was like probably 4 or 5 years ago. But yeah, we would just sleep on the floor in the office. And then we'd get up in the morning if I had to work. You know, obviously I'd go in the bathroom and get ready for work and she would have to leave. You got to go before the boss gets here. Yeah.
Boss can so be bad. Here at 8. You better get out.
That's so bad. So he leaves her all this. Today, he's telling me that a few days ago, maybe a week ago, he started having problems, how do you say it, with the pipes?
Excuse me?
plumbing. I don't even know how to say
Wait.
This. His
Rewind.
Dick. Well, okay, I know how to say this. His dick is having major malfunctions.
Okay.
Like, something ain't right here with my penis.
Gotcha.
This...
Hey, enjoy your penis, Ryan.
He did.
It may be too much.
So he goes to the...
You broke your penis, Ryan. It's broken.
Wasn't me, she broke it.
Is that really what happened? It broken?
Not like...
How do you break your dick?
Not like snapped.
Right, but like injured severely.
Not like snapped broken, but like when I pee, it burns a lot.
Oh, like gonorrhea broken.
This is called the clap?
Yeah, this is for you, Ryan.
Yay,
you
Ryan.
You now have this. Enjoy it.
The only other time a guy should get a clap from his mates is when he's falfing.
Yeah.
And if you're falfing with girls and one of the girls out throws you,
you get the clap.
You get the clap. Oh,
there's
fuck.
Only two times you'll ever get it.
So he goes into the doctor and they're doing all these tests and shit and he's peeing in things. And he's like, you know how I knew something was wrong? And I'm like, no, Ryan, how did you know something was... Your dick looked
it
up
It felt like my dick was on fire every time I tried to pee, maybe?
My dick kept sneezing, and I was like, oh, bless you. Oh, what is
what
that?
Is that yellow-green
weird
stuff?
Discharge, and it smells funny.
That's never come out of there
but,
before.
No, so he's peeing, and he says every time he tries to pinch it off, it just fucking kills. He said, because when you pee in the cups, they tell you to get the midstream or some bullshit. I don't know. I've never
whatever
had to
that
do this.
Means.
So I don't know what that means. I just piss in cups, like, when I have UAs and shit for the doctor. Like, I just piss in it. You know, like, I'm not doing
anything. They just need your
piss.
I'm
not doing anything special here. Like,
as long as your piss gets into the cup, it's all good.
Right. Like, I'll pee in the toilet and then just scoop it up.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Sometimes
don't
you
give a fuck.
But, yeah, so he's saying, he's like, I'm pissing, and I pinch it off to get the cup and, you know, start pissing in the cup, and it just, it doesn't feel right. You know, it'll hurt sometimes if you really got to go and you pee and then you stop.
Yeah, or if you've, like,
you
held
start...
it for a long time.
Right, right. But not this bad, he said. Right. He's like, dude, this is, like, something is seriously not right here. And, by the way, 406-204-GOT-PEE, if you guys have any STD-related stories, feel free to call in. Tell us
feel
all
Feel free if
about
you want
it.
To embarrass yourself on the internet.
Or let me do it for
like
you.
Like everyone
either,
else.
Either or. So, yeah, he does that, and then he goes in, and he tells the doctor, he's like, Doc, I don't know if this is just an urban myth or an old wives' tale, but is it true if after you come inside a chick and you leave your dick in there for an extended period of time, is that bad for you? This is him saying this, not me, but he said he heard that...
well, yeah, this sounds ridiculous. Of course it's him.
He said that it causes problems. Like, you'll get a virus or an infection if you do that.
So if you blow your load inside of a chick and you just leave your dick in there for a while, which I don't know why you would do that in the first place.
Well, because the semen ferments, obviously. You know,
obviously.
It's semen is like a wine. I don't know if you know this
it's like
or not.
A fine wine.
Right.
It's better with age.
Right. Like, ooh, 1964. That was a good year. You know, like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
And he tells me this, and I'm like, holy shit, is that true? Because I had this girl. I don't know if why I'm even telling you guys this, but I had this girlfriend, and one of our things she kind of started this, but we would like to do, she would like roll over and wake me up and be like, hey, honey. Do you want to sleep inside of me? I'm like, you had to wake me up for this? Of course I do. Just take my dick and put it out. I don't give a shit. You know, like, well, that's cool. Whatever. As long as hopefully I won't, you know, start fucking you in middle of the night and, you know, unbeknownst to me because I'm dreaming.
You happen to
I
have, like, a really good dream.
Come all up inside that shit and the next morning you're in the bathroom puking up bright and early in the
what
morning.
What an
like,
awful,
I don't want...
awkward time to have a wet dream when you're sleeping with your dick in.
Alaskan Jeremy says, dude, what the hell happened the past couple days? Fuck, did you go to jail or an oxy binge? I've been trying to listen the past couple days and no live show.
People should know better when you go on an oxy binge. You don't stop doing the show.
No, you just notice that the show I sound kind of like this.
Yeah,
and
the show's a little like... you don't always stay on the camera. You're like down there like that.
Huh?
Huh?
We doing some news? What?
Yeah, it's time to do some news, man.
No, I don't do that anymore, though, seriously. But, you might not be getting the right feed. We did change the feed real quick. It's on thejamhole.com. If you guys haven't been getting shows, change your feed to the new feed. It's on thejamhole.com, not Jamhole OMG Cats, because
well,
we're done updating that. That's
but if
done.
You search iTunes, won't you find both feeds?
Yeah,
yeah
but so you just... won't know which one. Well, you'll know now because it's the one with the more episodes.
Right.
Anyway, no, I haven't gone to jail or an oxy binge, but thanks for caring. Anyways, did you send off the t-shirt? Much love, keep up the good work. Yeah, I sent it like a fucking week ago. Okay, so... He's telling me that, you know, and he asked the doctor that. He's like, you know, I got my dick in my hand, my pants are down. I'm just going to be blunt with you, doc. I mean, you're a specialist in working with penile and all that good stuff. You know, I'm sure you've heard this before. And he tells him, he's like, is that true? And the doctor's like, no, not at all. And we're both like, oh, phew, that's good. And so the doctor's doing some more tests. And I guess what they do, like I said, I've never had to do this before, but I guess they take a swab and jam it down your pee hole.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that like pardon? You like, want to
whoa, slow down.
Did you see what I just did? Just took my little finger in my dick hole.
Stuck my finger in my dick hole.
Oh, man, this feels so fucking good. Oh, fucking Scott Tyler. Steve Tyler, what the fuck's his name? Anyway. So, yeah, he's telling me all that, and he's waiting on the results, so he doesn't know exactly what it is, but he knows it
ain't. He's got something wrong with
so
his penis.
So, I thought, me being the good friend I am, I'd try and bring light to these dark times that we're living in. Why don't we make this a little game?
Right. And just give it to as many girls as you can.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
Totally kidding.
Really?
Yes.
Remind me never to fuck a chick you fucked again. Like, no more, okay? The last time, that was it.
Last time.
We're done.
Just that one time.
Just that one
time. It's only because I was there.
Right. So, yeah, I thought we could make it a little game, and the winner, the first person to post the right thing, you know, the jamhole.com/forums, it's all time-stamped and shit, so right. We can easily see who posted the right thing. The winner will get a free Jamhole t-shirt. Why not? Make a little game out of it.
Why not?
So, the game is, from now until next Wednesday, I'll make a post, or if someone else wants to do it right now, definitely go do that, thejamhole.com/forums. If it's not there, I'll do it after the show. But we're all going to take guesses at what Ryan has. Isn't that going to be fun? It'll be a fun little game we do. So you all will go to jamhole.com/forums. The post will be called Ryan's Disease or whatever the fuck. Guess Ryan's ailment. And everyone will guess. Is it chlamydia? Is it syphilis? Is it herpes? Is it genital warts? Is it HIV? I don't know.
Wow.
He doesn't know. That's what's fun about this. And then on Wednesday, he will tell me, hopefully. He better. I'll tell him he has to now. Yeah. We made a game out of this. Don't let me down, fucker. And yeah, whoever guessed correctly will win a free Jamhole shirt. How's that? Good?
It works.
Good. Okay. So, yeah, shout out to Ryan and
his broken penis.
Oh, and another thing on this. I guess the doctor gave him some medicine. And this medicine supposedly will kill, like, any kind of STD, anything short of herpes and AIDS.
Right.
Like, it'll get rid of it. They just like to find out because the health department likes to know what's going around in the valley here.
Yeah, so they can figure out, cause, like, the percentages of who has what.
Exactly. And they can figure out that Columbia Falls is actually the chlamydia capital of the universe. And that's why people like to call it Chlamydia Falls.
Yeah, or Clumsy Balls.
Or Clumsy Balls, right. Yeah. That's a little joke here for the valley. But, yeah, so the doctor's like, I can either just give you the medicine, which will get rid of it, and you can go on your way, or we can test all this shit and find out what the fuck it is, and then I can give you this medicine, and you can be on your way. If it was me, if this was asked before the fucking swab in the pee hole,
right,
I'd be like, nah, how about you just give me the medicine and we'll call it good. Yeah, I don't want to know. I don't give a shit.
I don't want anything in my pee hole.
I want this to stop burning when I pee.
Yeah, and that cotton swab in my penis isn't going to stop that.
No, that's actually used for outward bound traffic. There's no fucking way. No. Maybe the butthole, like, okay.
This is a one-way street. I don't know if you know this, but like, this street
right, you
flows
see the
one
sign?
Direction. Yeah.
I don't want you to get pulled over.
See, one way.
Okay. So, he's telling me he started taking this medicine, and ever since, oh man.
Can't wait.
Ever since he started taking it, it makes him have to pee, like, every 5 minutes.
That would make it so much worse.
Do you think, right? It's like, yeah. I came to you because it burns when I pee.
And so you make me pee more.
You're giving me something that now I have to pee, like, way more than I normally would have. I would have just dealt with it. Fucking.
Is that insult to injury?
Yes, I believe that is a classic. Hi, kitty. Classic example of insult to injury. So yeah, thejamhole.com/forums. Let's guess what Ryan's got wrong with his penis. So that kind of leads into where did he get it now? Was this from the girl, or was he not being honest with me and he was out with some cheap floozies? Because I don't know if you know this or not, right. But good girls actually don't have diseases like that. You actually get those diseases from the Rosebriar whores, meth addicts, shit like that. Mm. You know, good, clean human beings.
Well, yeah.
We don't have diseases like that,
right.
Usually.
Well, because we're clean.
Right. Because we enjoy our penis. We don't torture it and all that shit. So, yeah, he's at work and, like, I'm doing my thing, and I'm watching him through the fucking, the door has a window in it, and I'm watching him, like, as I'm filling water. Like, the whole,
having to go pee, like,
I'm back
every
5 minutes. I'm back there for, like, 40 minutes filling water. And, yeah, I see him go back and forth to the bathroom, like, 8 times. No joke. Like, just... Oh, it was fantastic. Total insult to injury.
Shazam says you're full of shit.
What?
Talking about how, well, it just takes one and even good girls get things.
Oh, okay. I thought she was
as
like,
do good boys.
Sokka can't have a problem with his penis. Say it ain't so.
No.
He's gonna kill me. But, yeah, that's that. And, yeah, she is right. There are some girls that
well,
are
I mean, like, it's,
whores.
Yeah, I mean, if they lie to you from the beginning that they're a good girl and... You fuck them, then you're kind of effed.
Kind of effed. So,
the illusion of truth was there.
I watched a few movies the past couple days. I wanted to mention one of them in particular. It's a movie called Fix. And now, have you seen Fix?
Yes.
Okay, what did you think of it? It's, for if you don't know, it's like a documentary-style movie about this kid. And his brother is in California, in Hollywood, and he has a drug problem. He's gotten arrested a few times, and he's going to go to jail on one condition. He won't go to jail if he gets himself checked into this rehab place at 8 o'clock p.m. on this day. Now, the catch is he has to have $5,000 cash for the admittance fee to go into this rehab. So his brother, his younger brother, the kid that's in the trouble, and then he has a younger brother, the brother and his girlfriend are going around making a documentary of this whole situation, I guess you can say. And I haven't really, like, researched it that much. I just watched it last night. So I don't know if it's a real thing or if it's written to
look
like...
Well, if it's a documentary...
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Is it a movie that's written to look like a documentary, or is this real shit happening? Because I'm not even going to go into most of it, but it's just his brother gets into just these crazy situations, and
yeah,
he knows
everywhere he goes,
all these crazy people, these black dudes in a wheelchair,
he's always selling drugs,
yeah,
always
just
doing drugs,
hustling drugs. He got a dog at one point. He's right. Trying to sell the dog
for like $2,000.
They get a pound of weed. They're doing all this hustling shit, trying to raise the $5,000.
Right,
and he knows like all these weird artists and producers and all this shit, but.
And then along for the ride is his brother who's filming the whole thing.
Well,
and
that's the
his
whole.
Girlfriend.
Who's
and they're,
sexy as
oh, my God.
Fuck.
And they're, like,
holy
not
shit.
Into that kind of lifestyle at all.
No,
they're
you
all,
can
like,
tell
selling
it's...
selling drugs. They're like, this is all new.
Yeah, the black dude in the wheelchair, and he's like, can I film you? And it's, like, well, you can tell it's just a total shock
yeah,
to
like,
the
wow.
girlfriend and the little brother.
Yeah.
They trade, they go to the impound lot, sell her car that they started the journey with, and get his old fucking Impala
oh,
out.
It was a nice car.
That
though.
Impala was sweet,
it's got those
dude.
Rims on
it looked like the Batmobile, the old school, and it had the big
fins
and shit.
Out.
And then they end up trading that car for this other car. They sell it, and like they're just basically trading and selling drugs and shit to get money to get him into rehab. And I'm gonna give away the story, so if you don't want to have it ruined or whatever, you might want to fast forward a minute here. But basically, he goes. And they do all this fucked up shit. They finally raise the money. They drop him off at like $7.59. Like and that's another thing that made it seem kind of weird. It's like did you seriously just get there at $7.59? Like that seemed weird. And all of the people, like he seemed really good friends with all these people
in totally different places.
Yeah,
too, like,
and
way
just
far apart
in drug dealings like that. Like I've been through some of that shit, not to that caliber, but.
Yeah.
You're not that good of friends. When you go see your old dealer, you're not like, oh, man, bro hugs and fucking pounds. And
well, yeah, because
oh,
you're
you
only
need?
Friends with him because he has the drugs.
Yeah, but see, maybe he was one of those people that just gets to be really good friends. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how truthful it is. But
well, it depends on how he came to be friends with those people.
Right.
I mean,
if
he could
it
have
was...
became friends with those people before he started getting the drugs
right.
from them or
that's,
whatever.
Yeah. So he they get him to the rehab at 7:59. And the younger brother and his girlfriend leave, and they get the younger brother calls like an hour later, seeing how his brother's doing, and he's like, he what? oh, fuck. And he hangs up the phone. His girlfriend's like, what's wrong, honey? What happened? He's like, he just left rehab. Like, he checks himself in. Here's $5,000, non-refundable.
And then an hour later, he just leaves.
Can I get that money? No? Okay, well, I'll see you later. I gotta go get high.
I just, something came up. I gotta bust.
Yeah, actually, my mom just died. I gotta go. Yeah,
I gotta go meet my family. So,
but it was pretty interesting to watch, especially from my perspective, having kind of been through some of that shit and, you know, having gone through a rehab or two in my time. And I never had to, like, go around and hustle $5,000 to get, you know, admitted or I'll go to jail and shit. Like, I never had any law problems, but... It was pretty crazy. Whether it's real or not, it was still pretty interesting to watch. And then I watched Max Payne, of course. And, like, I have to watch all these stupid bullshit video game movies.
Well, because you just hope that one of them's going to be good.
I suffered through Blood Rain and Blood Rain 2.
I never saw either.
And that, I love those games, because you're just this hot vampire chick just murdering shit, and you turn on the bloodlust, and you just fucking slice and dice fools. And the movie, the only saving factor in that movie was that there was a hot chick playing Blood Rain. See, Max Payne didn't even have that. It was just Max Payne. And I'm all hoping, like, yeah, the pills would ease the pain and fucking bullet time and all this cool Max Payne shit, all these guns and just blowing fools up and laying
to
waste.
There was some shit getting blown up.
Oh, there was definitely some explosions and shit, but it just, I don't know, it was another...
I didn't think it was as bad as a lot of the...
No, it was much better than Blood Rain, for sure. Yeah. Much better than, what was that other bullshit fucking video game movie they just made? Fuck, what's it called?
They made a game out of, or a movie out of Dead or Alive.
Did they?
Yeah.
That seems like a
that
waste.
Fighting
no,
game?
It wasn't that. It was Hitman.
Oh, I like that movie.
Did you?
I thought that movie
was
awesome.
It was all right.
I like that one.
It was better than Blood Rain.
Yeah.
But there was another one that was just really horrible. I can't even remember what it's called right now. But yeah, it was all right.
I thought Silent Hill was awesome.
Yeah, that was all right. It's not Silent Hill. I can't... What the fuck am I thinking of? It was just piece of shit. It wasn't Resident Evil. It was...
No, I like
I'm
Resident
never
Evils
gonna,
are good, too.
I'm never going to fucking remember that. So,
Street Fighter was an awful one.
That wasn't Mortal Kombat. No, that wasn't what I was thinking of. Huh. So, yeah, it was all right. It was... I'm glad I didn't pay money to see it, of course, because that would have been a great, big, giant disappointment. Oh, and then I watched, what was that one movie with Simon Pegg in it that was fucking...
Oh, How to Lose Friends and Alienate
yeah,
People.
Yeah, dude, that shit was fucking great. I like Simon Pegg in, like, just about everything he's done. I didn't watch Run, Fat Boy, Run, but...
I never seen that.
He, ever since Shaun of the Dead, and even before that, he was in some TV shows in Britain. One of them was called Spaced. Did you ever see that?
No.
That shit's fucking funny as fuck. But the fucking, How to Lose Friends and Alienate People, the very beginning had that dude from the IT Crowd... And the chick from the IT Crowd in. That shit just cracks
me
up.
Yeah, for like 10 seconds.
Yeah,
though.
But they're so
sure.
funny. Just their accent and that dude's all Irished out. And shit. He's so funny. And, real quick, before we get into some confessions and shit.
Shit.
Oh, and I made a few lists, one list, of some more things that have killed people more than weed. There's from news stories I was looking at. We're not going to do the stories, but there was three things that I did want to kind of talk about that we can add to our list, even though we're not going to do the news stories. But, I saw today that I heard on a couple different shows that, you know how the car companies went to the government, and they're like, we're not making cars anymore, because we have a ton of cars already to sell. If we don't make cars, people are not going to work, and it's just going to fuck shit up more. So they all hopped in their respective private planes and flew and asked for, like, a bunch of fucking money.
Yeah, like billions of dollars.
So in that happened, and they got the money, didn't they, I think? And, like, the Wall Street bailout, then the car company bailout. Mm-hmm. The next logical step would be the porn industry.
Well, yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's like the next biggest thing.
I mean, what else is there in America? We have car companies, we have Wall Street,
and
we have the
porn
industry. That's...
I mean, what else?
What else is there? What else do you need? I mean, I'd say the fast food industry, but Lord knows
the pharmaceutical industry.
They don't need any help. Neither do they.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, see, the fast food industry actually injects drugs from the pharmaceutical industry
right.
into their food.
Hence
so it's
why
a,
you're so addicted to the food and eat it every
right,
day.
Right, even though it tastes like dog shit.
Right, because right. it is.
Okay, so basically Larry Flint and that one faggot from, what was it, those Girls Gone Wild shows. What the fuck's his name? Francine. Joe Francis?
Oh, Joe Francis,
right.
yeah. That's
so
it.
They get together, which seemed weird to begin with. It's like Larry
Joe
Flint,
Francis just got in a bunch of trouble, too.
A while ago
for
tax fraud and
yeah.
shit. But it just seemed weird to me that you have Larry Flint, which is like an icon of porn, with his magazine and all the shit he did for, you know, laws and shit. Because he started that shit back in the 70s, I think, when... It wasn't such, like nowadays, how
right.
porn is
porn
like
is pretty
everywhere.
Mainstream.
It's like that part in part to him, you know, it's his, he was one of the people that helped pioneer that shit.
Yeah.
So you have this, like, respectable icon of the porn industry.
And then you got this fucking girl
and then you have
wild douchebag.
This little baby piece of shit that goes around and takes pictures of drunken whores.
Yeah, showing her
to,
tits.
Like, porn is porn to a point, but... What Larry Flint does compared to what Joe Francis
what
does.
What Joe Francis does is just, I can't, I've seen,
that's like
my, I've seen like two different Girls Gone Wild movies, like not even all the way through, just like bits in it.
They're borderline
they're so
credit
fucking
card
stupid.
Scams,
like,
dude.
They're so,
borderline credit card
they're
scams.
They're just annoying. It's like, I don't really feel the need to like watch girls.
Horny at all?
Well, it doesn't make me horny watching these girls like. Jump up and down, lifting up their shirts, and then, like, just yelling Girls Gone Wild in the most annoying voice they have for, like, an hour and a half. It's like,
that's
if
true.
I'm going to watch porn, I'm going to watch a girl to get fucked, you know?
Yeah. That's, you know. Yeah.
Seriously.
I mean, I granted, softcore, hard, like, porn right. has many shades to it, many faces of porn, if you will. It just seems,
true.
Though, he's a very scummy, kind of
yeah.
shady guy, and Larry Flint
well, yeah,
is this
because,
big, respected
right.
billionaire,
I mean,
millionaire, whatever.
Joe Francis gets all of his movies made because all these girls are on spring break drunk
right,
as
and
fuck,
a lot of them
so
aren't.
It's easy to get them to show them their tits.
Yeah, and a lot of them aren't even legal.
Right.
Yeah, he
yeah.
got in some shit for that
he
also.
Some shit, yeah.
So you have this. It just seemed weird that they would get together. You see,
right.
you would think.
You'd think someone as respectable as him would be like, I'm not.
I'll do this.
Being associated with this douche.
I'll do this on my own. Thanks.
Yeah,
you
thanks.
Actually kind
you're gonna,
of.
You're going to make this harder for me.
Right.
If you try and help.
Your shit is actual bottom shelf, shady, fucking 2 in the morning infomercial crap.
Yeah.
And my shit is top shelf. I actually own hustler clubs.
Right. Like, if your shit is gone, like, if people can't get Girls Gone Wild anymore, no one cares.
Right. If you like, died of AIDS,
yeah.
no one would give a shit.
No one would care because they wouldn't really notice anything. Anything except no more infomercials.
Right, so they get together and they're like, we should ask the government for money
we
for
want
porn bailout.
Money.
Porn is a big part of American culture, society here. When people, you know, the economy is shit. We're getting gouged, and the
you porn think
porn industry
to be making bank on that internet.
Well,
money.
They said I forget what the numbers were, but internet porn stuff is like up 20% or some bullshit. But DVD sales, and that's I guess where they got most of their money in the first place.
Uh-huh.
That's what's down.
Remember when everyone got their stimulus checks and the porn sales
yes.
increased like a bunch?
Internet porn. Sales?
Yes.
Yeah, totally. So basically, they went to the government and they asked for $5 billion. And I don't know if they're joking, like, haha, this is funny, or if they're like, seriously, we need $5 billion.
Seriously.
We need to get
this
our...
This one private jet Joe Francis has is just not cutting it.
Right. I'm not riding with him.
He's only a, has his own fucking island.
He's an annoying douche. Yeah. I don't even want to wheel my wheelchair. I won't even let him push my wheelchair if we were going uphill.
Mm-hmm.
That's how fucking annoying
like,
that
I'll
guy
fucking
is.
Get out of my chair and crawl on
I'll
my
get
hands
out of my chair, kick his fucking ass, and yeah. then I'll walk my... I'll crab walk.
He's such a douche that he gets beaten by someone in a wheelchair.
So that got me thinking, if shady fucking scummy car company manufacturers can ask for money, if shady fucking bullshit Wall Street can ask for money, and then if the porn companies can ask for money, we should actually start something to where the podcast industry asks for money. You see where I'm going with this?
Kind of. Continue.
So you have porn, right? You right. have the, well, one head guy and then this douche. So we, in the podcasting group, we get Keith, Hemda, Tim from Distorted View, Lance, D, Sick and Wrong, right. Seth, and
Jonathan
from Oh Yeah,
Capital
Dude.
Z and McG
from Stereo Radiation, us.
Right.
Stereo Radiation will be like our Joe Francis. They'll right. be like the douches of the group.
Without really being a douche, though.
I well, mean, yeah.
cool.
I was just kidding. But they'll be the douche of... I mean, someone's going to have to be...
Someone has to be the douche.
Someone has to be the Joe Francis so, of this and, group.
Sorry, you're stuck.
Sorry, guys. Hey. All right. You lose.
You aren't here. You lose.
That's right. So what we do, we all get together. We hop in our, well, we don't have planes. We hop in our fucking Elantras yeah. and our Subarus and our work trucks. And we go to the White House and we're like, hey, we entertain people just as much, if not more, than the porn industry. So before they get money, we should get money.
Because we haven't gotten any money from what we do.
We're a lot nicer than these scumbag fucking car corporation guys. So before they get money, we should actually get money.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to ask for $5 billion.
No.
See, my whole idea was to get 1 million people listening and have them each give us a dollar. Boom. Instant millionaires. Who already has over 1 million people listening?
The government.
The government. They get not only a dollar from each person in the world. They get more than that. They get actually a percentage of all of the dollars that everybody makes that has a legitimate job.
Yeah.
Which is way more than 1 million.
Way
so we
more.
Go, hey, government.
It's way more than 5 billion, too.
Hey, government.
Come here for
Come
a
here.
Sec. Let me tell, I need Let me to tell you a secret.
Come here. Me and you here. Government. You take the tax money that you are getting from all of these poor Joe Schmoes in the world today. And you give the Jam Hole a dollar for each person. You give Sick and Wrong a dollar. You give, Oh Yeah Dude, Keith and the Girl, Distorted View, Sick and Wrong, Stereo Radiation.
All of those.
Stereo Radiation each gets 50
all the
cents.
Above.
The rest of us, we each get a dollar. Is that my phone?
No, it's my chair squeaking.
Oh, okay, that freaked me out. So you take the taxes from everybody. You take a dollar out of that for each one of us. You give that to us. And then we're going to go home now.
we're actually going to leave the country now.
Problem solved. Right?
That didn't solve any problem.
It did for us.
There was no problem to begin with.
Money?
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's really no
one. And that's actually more than $1 million for each of us.
Right, because that's one per person.
How many people do you think pay taxes? How many people live in the U.S.? Over 100 million.
Well,
easy.
Yeah, and over half of them, I bet, pay taxes, or at least half of them.
So that's, say, how many of there? Keith, Kemda, me, you, Tim, D, Lance.
Seth Jonathan.
McGee. That's 11 people. So you take $11 from each American that pays taxes. And you just give that to the podcast coalition, if
and
you
then
will.
We'll just split it up.
And then I'll take care of it. I'm the treasurer / the president of this little podcast coalition. Sorry, guys, my idea. You'd be lucky I brought you in on this. My idea. You give us that $11 per person. Let's just say, rough estimate, 100 million people. $11. Got it. First thing I'm going to buy is a little thing for this
right.
I can wrap around my head.
Just like a little, like the Wii thing
yes.
for the Wiimote.
Exactly.
Put it around your
11 God. Bucks $11. Per person. That's, how much do you spend on your bullshit fucking coffee every day?
Or your rock
Your
star.
Cappuccinos and your rock stars and shit. I'll even pitch in my 11 bucks. You got 11 bucks?
I got 11 bucks.
Keith, Hemda, Tim, D. Lance.
Everyone.
Seth, Jonathan, McGee, Z. You all have, we will actually put in, because we're good paying tax.
Well, we're getting
citizens.
The money back, though.
Well, right, but that's fine. I'm just saying,
yeah.
To set an example, I'll be the first. Here's my 11 bucks.
I'll be the second. I don't give a fuck.
22 bucks right there.
Right there. That's a good start.
100 million more people. Government, listen to me on this.
I know you're listening to this.
We actually entertain people for free, okay? See what we're doing here? You guys inject commercials and all this bullshit to sucker people into buying your stuff. See, we don't have to sucker people into buying our stuff. They actually buy our stuff because they like us, because we're cool people, because we're nice to them, and because we make them laugh. The only way the government makes people laugh is when a president gets caught with his fucking dick in some fat, nasty bitch's vagina, and then
or
he
mouth.
Gets in trouble. Right, or mouth, as in that one case. Right.
Yeah.
So, I'm just saying, if you're going to give the porn industry $5 billion, you might as well take 11 bucks out of every American's fucking pocket and send that.
Well, that's if they actually do end up giving them the $5 billion.
And if not, then we'll take the $5 billion on top of that.
Right.
And I will single-handedly, you give me that $5 billion, I will help the porn industry. I promise. I will put it back into the porn industry as long as we still get our 11 bucks each. So you can go ahead and just send a check out to the Podcast Coalition, care of the Jam Hole, P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana 59903. That's my idea.
You know, we should start right now.
A Podcast Coalition?
Give a Jam Hole a dollar fund.
We should.
That way we can keep the $1 everyone sent us.
Remember,
away, and we can start building it up from now. Because, you know, we'll be doing this so long that eventually a million people have sent us $1.
Chickadee says the internet radio show tax. There. Yeah. If you need to call it something fancy, there it is.
There it is. It's got a name, though.
So, hey, remember World War II?
Radio tax.
Remember World War II? Mm-hmm. There's the Axis powers and then the Allied powers.
Right.
Countries would make treaties with other countries and be like, hey, if this country fucks with us, you got our six, right?
Right.
You're there. And they're
Axis
like, yeah.
And allies.
Right, exactly. Right. So we do something like that, Podcast Coalition. We will be the Axis powers or allied, whatever.
Whichever.
I don't care. Yeah. Does not matter.
Whatever.
And we'll have a group. And then once we get that money, we'll actually start a war, because war stimulates economy. See,
right.
We're giving back to the economy of people that actually gave to us. See how this works? You would have thought that I have my BS in economics and or political science. Nay, I do not. I don't even have a BS. Amazing, isn't it?
Not really.
It's macroeconomics at its finest. So I'm just saying, if you want to help. Oh, and speaking of the fund, Paulo was nice enough. I was telling you guys a couple episodes ago in June.
God, we got too many funds going on.
Hey, it's
not
fun.
Enough people.
Are you having fun?
No.
So a couple episodes ago, maybe it was last episode, I don't know, I was talking about in June I want to go to Argentina and see May and spend a couple weeks.
We all want to do a lot of things.
Hey, fuck you. This is going to happen. So Paulo got the idea. There's, you know, quite a bit of time between now and June.
It's a little bit.
Why don't we start a fund? Wait, too many what?
Huh? Funds?
406-204-GOT-P. What?
Excuse me?
You start a fund
right.
to get me to Argentina. And the basis of this whole thing is you guys live your lives through me and my life and the stories I tell. When I'm sad, you're happy. When I'm happy, you're kind of happy, but not as happy as when I was sad and you're happy. So you've been sad for so long with me. You've been happy. I've been sad.
No, but what you don't get is their happiness thrives from your sadness.
Right, I understand that.
Right.
I understand
okay.
that
Good.
Better than anybody else.
I'm glad
okay.
you got
I know that.
Good.
Okay. You right. may think I make up really sad stories. No, I do not. I don't make up sad stories, and I don't have a BS in anything. The BS in podcasting. But yeah, so basically he set up a little thing called the Send Matt to Argentina Fund, and that's your guys' way to give back for sucking all of the happiness out of my life by feeding off of my negative energy and whatnot, turning into positive energy. You guys are like little mitochondria parasites. You're like little energy factories. You take all of my sadness and you turn it into happiness for your own fucking personal gain.
How cruel is that?
Fucking
that's such an
cruel.
Awful thing for people
parasitic
to do.
Parasitic relationship here. Parasitic podcasting.
Seriously.
Relationship. So what you do, you want me to go to Argentina. For one, there's going to be a lot of cool shit that I'm going to be able to tell you guys about.
True, and you're probably going to get your heart broken.
For two, hold on. So, wow. Jump the gun much?
Cool.
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Jesus, dude.
For two.
For one. Yeah. For two, obviously, I'm going to have to come back. And that's going to be the most heartbreaking thing ever.
That's going to be rough.
You think you were happy when things didn't work out between me and any of these other girls around here? Wait till you get a dose of the negative energy that comes back after I'm given this thing that I want the most in the world, and then 2 weeks later, it's just ripped from my arms.
You might want to just do the first episode that you come back from, like, by yourself.
You might want with a bottle of Jack and my gun, just like, oh.
I don't know if I want to be there.
You all did this to me.
I'll watch it on live video.
Yes.
I'll call in.
Would you do that for me?
I would. I'd call in and be like, hey, Matt.
That's nice.
How you doing?
So you guys will win either way. I mean, obviously, I've never been to Argentina. I've been to a lot of other countries. I've never been to South America, continent, Brazil. Buenos Aires is actually where it's at. Argentina is going to be great. So you guys will benefit from it a lot. So thejamhole.com/forums, if you donate and you want to go to this fund that we're not taking money out of, this isn't going back into the show. This is going to help pay my rent for the time I'm gone, because I only get a week paid vacation. So there'll be another week there that I'm not getting paid anything unless I figure out a way to make money down there, which I'm not going to do. So
right,
this will go to help that and the plane ticket and any other expenses just for me to go down there. So yeah, jamhole.com/forums. It's called the official something thread. Send me to Argentina.
Wow.
Just give me money. Thejamhole.com/donate. Okay. Things that have killed people more than weed just in the past few days. Running over children of mob bosses.
Huh?
Ex-mob bosses.
What's that?
Okay, in America, we have this thing called the mafia.
Yeah.
Some people say it doesn't exist. My grandpa.
Yakuza over
my grandpa,
in Asia.
My grandpa being one of those people. Uh-huh. The mafia does not exist.
Right.
He. Never mind.
That's another story.
These mob bosses actually have children and stuff.
Right. Well, they're just normal people like, you know, you and
right.
me who don't have children.
Yeah, but they have kids.
Right.
Now, killing one of these kids will actually come back on you really awfully.
Wait. So, if you kill, like, a mafia dude's
example.
Kid.
Example. Kay. You're driving down the street.
Right.
New York, wherever.
Wherever.
The Bronx. Okay.
Wherever the mafia's at.
Kid comes running out in front of your car.
Oh, shit.
You slam on the brakes.
Right.
Inadvertently hit him.
Right.
Kill the child.
Oops.
That child,
now
his name
dead.
Is Frank Gotti.
That
Gotti
says mafia.
Sounds really familiar. Where do I know that? Oh, fuck. Now, that will actually kill you. I don't know if you know this
you
or not.
You just got yourself killed.
This guy ran over, like I just told you, 12-year-old Frank Gotti, hit by a car. Judge ruled it an accident. For the next couple months, this guy's getting death threats. He's getting the word murderer written on his house, on his
wow.
car. They're not taking this lightly. Even though it was an accident, the kid ran out. You should have taught the kid, look both ways. Don't run out in front of cars. They will kill you. Doesn't matter. Mob bosses have this power. It corrupts completely.
Right.
They
well, they're the fucking mafia.
Right. They will get revenge. I can understand it being a very, you know, hard thing to go through, even though, accident or not, you're going to want to make that phone call.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, when you're in the mafia, like, their answer to everything is kind of just to kill people.
Hey, swimming with the fishes, see?
Yeah. I mean, when there's a problem that someone causes, they kill the person that caused the
problem.
Even
though it was an accident. Like I said, the kid ran out in front of the car, not looking. The guy slammed on the brakes, hit the kid. The kid died. Went to court. You know, report was filled out. The judge ruled it an accident. Guy, you're free to go. It was an accident. Shit, file this one under shit happens.
We filed it under a couple episodes ago.
The main Gotti guy comes back from Florida. Dismembers the guy with a chainsaw, puts him in a barrel, later dude. So that actually kills people more than marijuana, is accidentally killing mob bosses' kids.
Or you could just put the mafia.
The mafia has killed more people. But these are legal things,
right.
And because this
well, the
was...
Well, mafia isn't really legal or illegal.
Well, right, but this the whole thing that started was ruled an accident,
right.
So he was technically killed.
But by a car.
Right. What?
Well, he technically...
I'm not talking about the
talking
kid.
About the
I'm
kid.
Talking about the guy.
Right.
He was killed for killing
for
this kid that
kid.
Was a mob boss's son.
Word.
Okay. Next thing. Taking pictures of grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers?
Has killed people more than weed.
What?
Still legal. I can actually go outside right... Well, not right now, but in the summertime, I can go outside, take a picture of grasshopper, perfectly legal.
Oh, wait. So you're telling me that there's, like, man-eating grasshoppers out there?
No. actually.
Because if it's not that, then I don't give a fuck how people are dying from these grasshoppers. It's retarded.
That it is retarded.
Unless the grasshoppers are like man-eating grasshoppers.
But it has killed people more than weed. This lady out on a ledge.
No, wait, wait. No, she was taking pictures of grasshoppers. She was trying to get that one shot, but just kept jumping away, and she got hit by a car. It's gotta be. No?
Waterfall, ledge, grasshopper. Leaning over the ledge.
Oops.
Whoops. 100-foot. Plummet 100-foot. Died.
Wow.
Last one on the list. Global warming is actually killing more people than marijuana. On the list. Global warming causing ice to melt. Two Australian hikers hiking around the glacial shelves. A large chunk of ice the size of an SUV falls on them. They both die. Two people dead. Hiking around glaciers. Global warming, still legal. Just saying.
Wow. Well, global warming, how can you make global warming illegal?
I don't know, but you better figure out a way quick.
Yeah,
it's like summertime out here, and we live in fucking Montana.
I know, it was like, it felt like we were in fucking Antarctica like 4 days ago, and now it's like spring.
Yes.
Seriously.
Seriously. It's almost Falf weather again.
It is almost.
It's almost Longboard Hill weather. Hmm. Ready for some confessions?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we're just going to do a few of these because we have a bunch of awesome news stories and we'd like to...
Like, do I mean a bunch?
What?
I got like
I know.
Seven
I have
stories.
Like six also. We're not going to do them all, obviously. But we're going to try and get through most of them. So I'm just going to read a few confessions here, then we'll do some news. Episode 139 of This Fucking Shit. Thank you all for joining us. 406-204-4687. Give us a call. I think about her every night as I try to fall asleep. Can you relate to this so far?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. I think you, me, and everybody else ever in the history of the world can relate to this.
I think
at one point in time in your life, you have tried to fall asleep thinking about some girl that you just can't have because of some reason or another.
And let me tell you, you don't fall asleep.
Granted, some people will take that and they will get up and they will do something about it and be like, all right. I can't have you. Nobody will. They go there. They take the chick. They tie her up. Chloroform. Fucking bring her there. Now I can fall asleep because you're right there tied to this chair. I know you're not going anywhere.
You're mine now.
Problem solved. Be nice, women. And I think about the things we do if we went out. Like, if you weren't tied to that chair and we actually could go out. If we could actually go out into public and you didn't scream and yell for help at every, you know, 2 seconds... Life would be great. I think about all the different things we would do if we could actually go into public and you wouldn't run away from me.
Is that asking for too much?
I know. Like,
is that so hard? That's
walk.
All I asked for.
I mean, we can walk together and I have a gun in your back, but like, that's not fun.
I mean, can't you just like...
Do I want to have to carry a gun around
you
every time?
You think I like having to tie you up?
Do you think I like having to beat the shit out of you?
Yeah, but
do
that's
think,
not the point.
Do you think I just take a piss every morning and I just piss chloroform? No! Shit's expensive.
It's not easy to get either.
Costs money. You know how hard it is to hold down a 9-to-5 when I'm thinking about if you're escaping?
Right?
Calling
it's
the cops
easy.
On me?
You think you got it bad? All
shit.
You gotta do is sit there all day.
If I had a nickel,
I gotta
man.
Go to work and shit.
Life would be so much better. I feel like I have nobody who cares about me. Have you ever felt like that?
I think we all have.
Whenever you feel like that,
yeah,
you just think of me. Yeah. I care about you.
I will.
Nobody likes the same things as I like to do, and now I'm at a bar filled with people sitting by myself being antisocial. I mean, I like the finer things in life.
Like bars.
And cutting myself, and I like the smell of chloroform in the morning. Like, nobody likes these things. Nobody likes going out and fucking slashing car tires and
or
shit.
Stealing gas.
I know. Nobody likes...
What happened to the days when people were just like, hey, you want to go steal some
you wanna
gas?
You want to go... Nobody likes huffing duster with
Seriously.
Me anymore. What happened to those days when we... Me and you, we used to walk on sunshine together.
We did.
You remember that?
Yeah. That paint. Have you ever huffed paint?
No.
That's good.
Have you ever huffed gas?
I've never huffed anything, actually.
Really? I've only huffed Duster, Guster. I've only huffed Duster.
How is that fuck you
fucking
up?
Crazy. And, well, weird. Whippets and shit, but, like, chemicals, I've only huffed Duster. I've had friends that used to huff gas.
I don't even count Whippets into that same
category. No, Whippets, that's like, I mean, totally the dentist good. Gives you Whippets. Right. Granted, I mean, the dentist used to give you cocaine, too.
Right.
But I'm not counting that either.
Well, that's not huffing.
Right.
Okay, anyway.
I don't know why I've been like this lately. Maybe it because I'm in debt, working at a dead-end job with no girlfriend and no money.
You hey, and me both.
I feel you. Hey, two's company, three's a crowd.
Yeah.
I had hopes and dream, but lately I feel like it has been slipping away from my grips. My slippery, greasy, lubed-up grips. I like to smoke pot. And there, perhaps lack of motivation.
Perhaps. No money because you're buying pot.
No motivation because you're smoking the pot.
Yeah.
Like, that's
fucking
only,
yourself
that's
over.
The only reason I'm still alive right now. I can't go out and hang out with the girl I want to be with. I'm just going to sit here and get baked and watch shitty movies.
What else is there to
I
do?
I know, right? I mean,
other than do this podcast.
After hearing Ryan's story, I'm kind of glad.
Yeah, at least you don't like, have a bitch to like.
I could have had a bitch. I could have gotten burned, so to speak.
Yeah, little bit.
I think maybe it is nicer. I take the fucking $50 I would have spent on chloroform, getting her drunk, and right. The fucking roofies, and maybe dinner, Wendy's or whatever, and bought a bag of weed. Movies don't cost nothing. I pay my internet bill. You guys help out with that. TheJamel.com/donate. Like, I don't even see why. Blow up doll, like I said before, $20, $25, $30. Now a real doll, that'd be
now
where it's
that's
at.
What
now,
we're
that's
talking
where
about.
It's at.
Now if I had a real doll, like no complaints.
I would do the show with my real doll. She would. You guys
just sit right
if,
next.
If you guys donated, or if this podcast coalition,
can someone buy
bailout,
a real doll
if
for
this,
the jam hole?
If this bailout comes through for us. We're going to be doing this show in front of a live studio audience of real dolls.
Like 20 of them.
Every night. 5 days a week.
We Your get, house will just
we
be
get
full
bailout
of them.
Money, 5-day-a-week shows from now on forever.
We'll go buy like our own studio just for the show and just fill it full of real dolls.
From now on until the last show, which will be the show where I kill Brayden, then myself. Murder, suicide.
That'll be the last episode.
That will be. It's gonna have that will. I'm telling you guys right now, stick with the jam hole because I'm not even kidding.
The ending
this
will
is my,
not let you down.
This is my serious face. We're not gonna fuck you like the Sopranos
no.
or like Prison Break
no.
fucked me personally.
Fucking,
fuck
seriously.
You, Prison Break. Like Sony, like MySpace Video, like YouTube fucked us. Like everything else
like
is fucked.
Like everything that's ever fucked
like
you and us.
Transformers, the movie. Blood Rain 2. We're not going to fuck you like that. We're going to end this show. And I'm not even kidding. I'm so serious about this. Like, I have been thinking about this. Like, how do you end the culmination of 25 years of us making people laugh and shit? Reading stories about fucked up shit? We end it with our own fucked up shit. Murder, suicide, real dolls, all creepy.
Right.
Doll
creepy.
Heads hanging from the ceiling. The cat on a fucking stake,
just
all bloody
and fucked.
3 18-year-old girls tied to chairs, bound and
blood
gagged
all over the place, it's everywhere.
Murder, suicide. I
well, that's what it's gonna look like before we even kill ourselves. Now, once we actually
and
kill
then,
ourselves,
well, right, and then
I mean that's just how it's gonna look
Brayden,
while we're doing the show.
Me,
yeah,
and that's it.
And then just kind of like video
you guys are like, oh, you guys are like, I'm serious. The last episode of
seriously.
This is my serious face.
You might want to listen to this show for a while.
The last episode of the Jam Hole, that is what will happen. I promise. I fucking promise. I don't break my promises. I don't make promises very often. Well, I do.
Yeah, I don't make promises I can't keep.
Like,
you know?
For reals?
Yeah.
By the time we're done with this show, life will be whatever. Assuming we get past the whole calendar ending bullshit.
Right.
Whatever.
Assuming, you know, something doesn't kill us first.
Right. Murder,
suicide. Out of our control.
Right. Right, of course. As long like, if I end it, if I'm like, okay, this is the last episode, I Twitter.
Right.
When I Twitter, this is the last episode of the Jam Hole, you all had better come watch.
You better be there early.
Or at least check the archive footage, because it's going to be good. Is that okay to say?
No.
I feel like I'm giving away too much. Like, now the surprise, they'll be like, okay, and boom, gunshot, Braden's dead, and Matt's dead, and the end.
Well, because it'll be over the internet, so to like, them, it won't even really
well,
be
Well, right,
real.
But I just kind of feel like now, like, they're going to be expecting it, right. And I kind of ruin, like, giving away the ending to a movie that you are watching.
Well, yeah, but see, they got to stick around and wait for that ending.
I'm not saying that's all that's going to happen. Well, there'll be some little twists and turns in here.
Who knows if it's going to happen quite like that either.
Maybe my mom comes in and blows our brains out. I don't know.
Maybe she gets her brains blown out with us. Anything could happen.
Maybe the cat kills us.
Anything could happen when we're playing with guns on the last episode of
Russian roulette with a 9mm.
With drugs everywhere. There's going to be so much drugs on the last show. We're going to be so high before we shoot ourselves.
Can we say that?
It's the internet.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Seriously.
I broke up with someone who is not exactly my boyfriend, but very close to it.
So I didn't exactly break up with him then either.
Good point. That was about 2 months ago. I came back for break from school a couple weeks ago, and I feel like I want to get back together with him. Well, not really get back together, but, you know, just kind of fuck him again. I told him this and explained again why I ended things in the first place. He's like, we were dating? What? Excuse me?
What? I've never hung out with you in my life.
So, I told him why we ended things in the first place. We kissed and so on, and it was great. But he told me that he's seeing someone else, and it's getting serious with her. It's getting so serious with her that I'm going to cheat on her with you. This girl that I'm supposedly dating. Tonight he said he would meet me to talk, but never showed. I waited almost an hour. I think I love him. But I can't tell him because he won't even show up after he promised he would. Huh. And you're the idiot because you're doing this with a dude that just told you he's seeing someone else and it's actually getting serious. Oh, but you'll be here, right? An hour? Okay.
Cool. Okay, cool.
Okay, because I'm going to wait until you show up. If you don't show up, I'm going to come looking for you. And
so
then
watch
it's going to
fuck out.
Then it's going to be awkward as fuck. I don't know what to do or say to make him want to be with me again, but it hurts so much to feel like just another girl to him and just be forgotten and ditched after all the time we spent together. I love how you started this. I broke up with someone who's not exactly my boyfriend. And then you end it with, but I love him and it hurts so much to feel like just another girl to him. Even though I broke up with him, and he's not even actually my boyfriend.
So what are you even doing?
You are
doing?
A confused, crazy bitch.
Seriously.
I'm in love with a girl from another city.
Huh.
But we hardly That's get to start. See each other.
Well, no shit.
I mean, the whole other city thing. Actually, other continent is more like it. But.
Was it other city? Like, other city is the Kalispell and Columbia Falls? Or like...
Do they speak the same language as you? Yeah. I would never do anything to hurt her, but I keep hoping...
Wait, but...
But... Sorry. Thank
no,
you.
I just... I don't know. I thought it was funny that he actually made it a point to say that he wouldn't do anything to hurt her. It's like,
I would never do anything to hurt you.
You know, when you
but
don't...
But...
You,
but you're really pissing me off right now.
Don't get going. When someone's talking about some, like, in this situation, if they wouldn't say I would never do anything to hurt them, I would just assume that they wouldn't. But when they say that they wouldn't, it kind of makes me wonder a little bit.
Like, honey, I would never hurt you.
It's like, do you have to tell me that? Because I don't know
like,
that.
Like, were you thinking about hurting
me?
Like, I don't understand what just happened here.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Yeah, now that you mention it, I was hung up on the whole, I would do anything to hurt you, but, and then you're like, well, why would you even say I would never do it? I would never do anything to hurt you again.
Right. That's
See,
why.
The first time, look what you made me do.
Yeah.
Personally, I would never do anything to hurt you, but.
Unless you make me.
But look what you made me do.
Yeah, you made me do that.
I would never do that again.
That was
unless,
out of my
you did something to make me angry to the point where I wanted to hurt you again.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
My mother hit me once. What's that from?
I don't know what that's
Michael
from.
Keaton? Old Michael movie. Johnny? Dangerously? No?
No.
You've never seen... Really? That's like one of his best movies ever from when he was younger. Hmm. So funny.
When was that made?
Eh. Old movie.
That might be why.
Old movie. I would never do anything to hurt her, but I keep hooking up with girls that I barely even know in town. I really want to keep us together when I leave for school because I truly feel like this could be something permanent. Can you feel that even though you're hooking up with, like, is this just sex? Are you just practicing? So when you finally hook back up with the girl of your dreams, you will just fuck her silly and she'll be like, oh my god, if I ever leave you, I'll never get fucked like that again. Like, really?
That doesn't work.
No. You can't. That's what I'm talking about.
Seriously.
Unfucking believable.
People are idiots.
I also want to have a good time at college. See, there's the but again. I truly feel like this could be something permanent, but I also, like, two sides to this coin.
One, I want it to be permanent before and after I go to college, but that part where I'm at college, that doesn't really count.
Right, like, I want it to still be permanent, but right, I want to be able to do this.
Right, while I'm at college.
Right.
I mean, you know.
I want to have a good time at college, and, you know, if I'm with you, not having sex with all these other whores, I'm not obviously going to have a good time.
Right, because I'll be busy studying and actually... Yeah.
You wouldn't want to ruin my college experience.
No, I mean, that's what college is about.
That'd be like me ruining your virginity getting taken away. That, you ruining my college experience is the equivalent of you getting raped your first time ever having
sex.
So what's
he going to do when she goes away to college?
Same thing. No.
He's not going
to
be.
Why would she need to go to college? Honey, I went to college.
Well, she would do that.
You stay at home and deal with home
and
stuff.
The dishes and
I'll
the
make the money
and stuff.
And cheat on you. I mean, and I'll make the
pay
money.
The bills.
And pay the bills. I have the skills to pay the bills
right,
because
I went
to
college. And cheated on you.
I have the stees to please. I went to college, okay? I'm a college graduate. I have a BS. Oh, yes. I met her 6 months ago and didn't talk to her until about 4 months ago. Ellipsis. Hey, ellipsises only have 3 dots, not 5. 5. Thank you. I sound like a whiny emo bitch, but I swear to you, I'm not.
I swear.
You may think, boy, that sure sounds awfully close to an annoying emo bitch. Nah, but it's not.
I'm going to have to go with annoying emo bitch anyway.
Give me the strength to not screw things up with her. Give me the strength to tame this beast. Oh. Give my zipper the strength to house the one-eyed monster between my
house
legs.
House this fucking beast.
You can't house the beast,
the
my
Loch
friend.
The Loch Ness Monster.
The beast has been unleashed. And if you're reading this, like I know you do, ... I love you. And never mind the part about me having sex with girls I barely know
right.
in town. Like,
well,
never mind that.
But I love you.
If you're reading this, I love you. And if all you other hoes are reading this, I'll see you tonight.
Call me.
I'll see you at the club. All right, two more here. I was catching up with some friends at the mall today. It's where I go when I want to catch up with friends.
Yeah.
Like, hey, meet me at the mall.
We can go fucking check out the 4 stores that are there.
The 3 that are still in business.
Right.
And then the one that's coming soon.
Right.
We were chilling outside, books a million, talking about life, college.
Wow.
That was the first time I think I've ever yawned on the show. I know, right, guys?
Just like right in the middle.
What a yawner.
Wow. I hope someone took a screenshot of that.
Thank you.
It's your opening.
I was talking about, you know, life, college. The regular stuff, business as usual at the mall. And this mall is crowded with teeny boppers every Friday night. Mm-hmm. Just filled to the britches with little teeny bitches.
Emo
just
bitches.
To the top.
Tons.
During our conversation, I just watched some of them and their actions. They're really fucked up. I sometimes wonder what their generation will be like when they grow up. Just as dumb, only with bigger boobs.
Right. That's about it.
Right. Sometimes I just want to punch them in the face and tell them to stop acting like tards. 19 male. Hey, kitty. Last one for tonight, episode 139. I am transsexual.
Huh?
You didn't know that?
No.
I'm transsexual. Yeah. I smoke. I drink to excess. I have a penis and a vagina. No big deal.
I fuck myself.
Really. I've attempted suicide.
You really are asexual.
What? Yes. Yay. I've attempted suicide once.
Is that why you have so much trouble with girls?
Perhaps.
Because they don't...
They're not keen on the vagina.
You need to find a bi chick.
That's it.
She'll go down
or on a you. Chick with a penis, we can just connect four, if you know what I mean, huh? Come
and
on.
And then you can get chicks to go down on you twice.
Whoa.
Whoa.
You could 60, 90, 96. 6,996. Yeah. That's what I'm into.
That's crazy.
So, some transsexual, smoking, drinking, to excess. I don't actually know when to say when. I've attempted suicide not once, not twice, but three times, a lady and a dude, because I have a penis. Hmm. And I blank myself. What do you think? Transsexual, I smoke, I drink heavily.
Yeah.
I've attempted suicide three times. Third time is the charm. Actually, it's not.
Not for me.
Not if you're a chick with a dick. And I blank myself.
Fuck myself.
Nah.
No?
Try again. Fuck. What else would a depressed, smoking, drinking, transsexual who's attempted suicide three times do to themselves?
Cut themselves?
Yes! Yes! You win a Jim Hole sweatshirt.
Oh, whoa, I already got it on.
Whoa.
They're fucking crazy. I could have sworn this
was...
This wasn't on a minute ago, I swear.
Yes, and I cut myself.
Oh, Viola Chick got it before me.
Yes! Whoa, she actually did. Nice. She's played this game before. You win a shirt also. Should be there shortly. You win a chance to put your boobs on the jamhole.com/forms with a thing that says... I love Matt of the Jam Hole and Braden, but not as much as Matt. I want that on your boobs, on the Jam Hole. As long as you're 18. She's like,
if
hey.
If you're not, you can send that to his private email address.
Right. info@thejamhole.com. No, wait. What's mine? Matt@EES.com. Matt@EES.com. Don't ever tell anybody that, ever.
You just told the entire internet.
Just, that's fine. You guys can know that. Just don't tell anybody else that.
Anyone
ever.
That ever listens to this will know that.
And you already have Brayden's cell phone number.
Good. No, you don't.
Done and done.
All right. You can have Matt's right now.
I don't give a shit at this point in time, really.
Should we give out our phone numbers?
Honestly, I already gave yours out, so I don't know.
You
what
did not.
Call
you said
air,
that
please.
Last
can
time.
We, shut guys, did I or did I not?
Well, they're going to say yes, but they're not going to actually call my phone and prove it. Because they don't have the number.
Well, when you guys call him and prove it.
Go ahead and
where's
give him
26
my number
at?
Right.
He was there when I did it. He's not here.
He's not here.
All right. Ready to do some news?
Yeah.
Call it in the air, please.
Heads. It's going to be tails again.
What is that?
I can't see it. Is it heads or tails? Is that tails? Jesus Christ. That's like five times in a row. It just looks like a shiny circle on the camera.
Whatever. All right.
I guess I'll do this while you're doing that.
Okay, yes, load that. Get that ready. This, oh man, so many good news stories. This one was sent in to us by Burger on the StumbleUpon accounts, thejamble.com. We have Stumble accounts. You can send us stories you find. This one is called Teen Fakes Suicide Claims to Blizzard Gets Busted. Blizzard.
Wait, fake suicide claims to Blizzard?
Blizzard.
The video game company?
Right, World of Warcraft, Warcraft right. 1, 2, StarCraft. What was the other one?
Fuck. I don't know what other games they have.
It was like fuck me.
Is this Warcraft? World of Warcraft?
Warcraft 1, 2, 3.
Diablo.
StarCraft. Diablo. That's Diablo. The one. Okay, thank you. A teenager in Fairfield Township, Ohio, has found himself on the wrong side of the law after he claimed to be suicidal when talking to a Blizzard representative in an online conversation. He's now facing charges. So they weren't actually even talking on the phone. They were just, like, IMing, and he's like,
I'm going to kill
myself. Unban me, or I'll kill myself. And Blizzard was like, and thank you very much, 911. While talking to the rep regarding an issue he was having with an online game, presumably World of Warcraft, the teen eventually became frustrated, as I understand that when talking to tech support or...
Oh, that's frustrating.
Any kind of shit like that. Oh, yeah. My fuck. It's like they all make bets to fucking see who can make you blow your brains out first. It's right. Fucking ridiculous.
Well, yeah, that's kind of their job, I guess, really. It's not really to help you. It's just to drive you nuts trying to get help.
And
from
they do that. Oh, fuck. I had to get up and adjust my pants.
Your sweaty ass.
My sweaty ass. No, it's not. The team eventually became frustrated and apparently tried to guilt the Blizzard employee into giving him what he wanted. Oh, yeah? If you leave me, I'll kill myself.
I'll kill myself.
I'll kill you and then myself. Is that what you mean?
I think so.
But only not with a girl with Blizzard Entertainment.
Because you... With World of Warcraft, basically.
If you don't give me gold, I'll kill myself. You want my blood on your hands? I'll kill myself. I'll plus five kill myself. Yes, the bell agrees. That's so great. According to police report, he claimed, quote, he was suicidal and that the game is the only thing he has to live for, which resulted in the Blizzard rep calling 911 instead of giving in to his demands. How awesome is your life when World of Warcraft is all you have left to live for?
It's pretty bad.
No friends, right. No family.
Well, your friends are World of Warcraft because you alienated and you have, them all because you just wanted to play World
right,
of Warcraft.
Right, you have no more real friends right. Because...
I mean, you kind of, right. Unraveled your
how
own
to
life.
Lose friends and alienate people? Play World of Warcraft.
Play World of Warcraft and get just a mad, heroin addiction or something.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's like going to the fucking doctor's office and being like, if you don't give me oxys, I will fucking kill myself. The exact same thing. Exact same fucking
it's like,
thing.
Okay, well, it's called the police.
911. Exactly. Same fucking thing. Same results. When police and paramedics arrived at the kid's house, he claimed it was all a joke in order to try and get what he wanted for the game, which resulted in him promptly being handcuffed and taken away in the backseat of a cop car. Someone should have told him that the whole "it's okay, I'm just a jackass" defense doesn't protect one from prosecution. And that is it for that story. Just a quick little thing there.
Nothing wrong with quickies.
No, I'm all about that. I'm all about...
Got that?
Kids kill... See, he's lucky. I don't do tech support anymore.
Yeah.
And then oh yeah? Just tell me how you really feel.
I want to kill myself.
I just deleted your character.
What? I canceled your account. Just canceled your credit card. What are you gonna do?
Chulus. All right, what you got for us? Episode 139, please.
This one is called DWI charges stem from report of smoking car. A Sunborn man was charged...
Excuse me? This is the non-smoking section.
Oh, fuck.
Huh? Headline
hey,
jokes.
If you're
hey,
gonna, if
headline
you're gonna,
jokes. Yeah. Huh?
If you're going to smoke, it's 20 feet away from the building, please.
Mine's better.
Well, I mean...
Go on.
You were the first one to say that.
That's
a sunburned
right.
man was charged with driving while intoxicated after he was reportedly found passed out at the wheel of his car.
No!
A neighbor called 911 at about 5:50 a.m. to report Jeffrey R. Henderson, 21, 3084 Schenck Road.
Jeff! Wake up. Jeff!
Hey, Jeffrey!
Jeff, you can't
Jeffrey.
Park here, dude, for
hey.
Real. Hey!
Your car's smoking.
You're in my
it's
lawn.
It's actually on fire. Get the fuck out of the car.
Do you see a sign that says dead nigger storage?
Seriously.
Then why are you bringing me? I totally picture that. Just rolled up, passed the fuck
fucking
out, through the
smoking,
house,
yeah.
fucking in his lawn and shit, car smoking. Just making a fucking scene.
Just passed the fuck out.
Fucking dead black
seriously,
kid.
Seriously, walk up to the car, the smells of liquor.
Blood and brains just all up in
everywhere.
Some shit, just... Carnage.
Drink? 384.
Nice save.
Drink.
Drink.
384 Sheck Road, Sunborn, has passed out behind the wheel of his parked car with the engine running. The neighbor said there was smoke coming from the hood, and it looked like the car was about to catch fire. The neighbor said she It took some effort.
She it.
She it took some effort. Let me read it the right way. The neighbor said it took some effort to wake Henderson up. And when she woke up, she told him his car was about to blow up.
Henderson,
Henderson reportedly said, "All right," and got out of the car.
Oh, right.
Right, cheerio.
Of course it is, because I fell asleep with a cigarette in my mouth.
And I'm drunk as fuck.
And I'm still drunk, kind of.
Fire personnel and deputies responded to the scene and interviewed Henderson, who had a bloody lip.
Wait, she it or she had?
I don't know. It says she it.
She it, all right.
The neighbor she it took some effort. I don't get it. Fire personnel. Oh, I totally read that drink. When they asked Henderson what happened, he allegedly said, "My expletive car almost blew up. Man, I could have expletive died." Jesus, Matt is dying. Deputies asked where Henderson was going, and he reportedly said, "I got the serious munchies, and I was driving to Mickey D's for a little snack. Just a little..." The little drunken munchies, no big deal. Just gotta run up to Mickey D's and grab some food. When they asked if he was alone in the car, he allegedly said, "No, I had a group of midgets with me who ran away when you got here." Yeah, I was fucking alone, dude.
What?
Do you see anyone else? Yeah, there was people here. It was a bunch of midgets. You guys pulled up, they got freaked out and just busted.
That one got me.
You got that under control?
So, he's there cracking jokes?
Yeah.
He's got funny?
He's got some funny.
What do the cops think?
Deputies asked if he had been drinking alcohol, and he allegedly said, "Oh, hello. Yeah, I was fucking drinking.
Oh, hello.
I almost died, dude. And you asked me the expletive? Question mark. I don't know what he said there.
You asked me the fuck? The fuck is that?
I wasn't driving, if that's what you're getting at. Dude, nice try. Good police work."
Iron Lung says, "Sarcasm never goes over well with
no,
the pigs."
No, they don't like that.
Never. Like, I'll take a cheeseburger, fries, and oh, fuck.
Was there anyone else in the car with you? Yeah, it's this group of midgets. They just took off.
Yeah. Picked him up hitchhiking somewhere by the circus tent back there.
I got scared.
Shit.
Midgets don't like police. He allegedly failed several field sobriety tests but refused to take an alcohol.
Bird 35 says, "Only be an ass after they put the cuffs on." Mm. Like, not before.
Right.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
He failed sobriety test, but refused to take an alcohol-fueled sensor test, saying, "Dude, I don't blow into long tube-shaped things."
That's what she said!
You have it at it if you like blowing.
Oh,
you have at it if you like blowing.
Hey, you go ahead.
You go ahead.
I'll pass. I'm good.
I know how much you pigs like to blow. Henderson was taken into custody at the sheriff's department. He allegedly registered a 0.23% blood alcohol content on a breath test.
Good score. Not the high score, but a good score nonetheless.
Bad, you know. After the test, he reportedly apologized to deputies, saying, "It was just the liquor talking back there, dude. I won't give you guys a hard time anymore."
Hey, no hard feelings.
Hey,
Fucked
your wife.
No, that was a joke. Oh. Like, I'm a comedian. I don't know if you know. I do a podcast. Okay. Right. Please don't arrest me.
Your wife didn't think it was funny.
When I arrested her.
When she was handcuffed to your bed.
That's what I meant.
That's what you wanted.
Thank you.
Okay. Henderson was charged with DWI and driving with restricted license. He was held at a $250 bail. That's it. $250 bail. What the fuck? Oh, my God. Just blowing spit bubbles. Are you... And that's it for episode 139 of The Jamal.
Can you see that on the camera?
I don't know. I'm not looking at the fucking thing. God, do it so... Yes, you can fucking see that. God.
That was a good one.
That's awful. Get the fuck out of here. That's it for that story. God, yeah, spit that in the...
Sorry. That's what was making me choke.
Christ. You're a filthy, disgusting person.
All right, this one is called Kidney Stone Turns Out to Be a Baby.
What's that?
I had a kidney stone. It was actually...
I was trying to pee the fucker out.
I passed it, and it started crying.
Yeah. That was a little weird for me. All right, can you do the show anymore? You're like...
I'm tired. Sorry. Carbonier, Newfoundland. The weirdest story from Newfoundland.
The weirdest.
I lived with a dude from Newfoundland.
Really?
Once when I was doing phone work in Vegas. He was also doing phone work for another company from Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. They talk so fucking funny.
Oh, I bet.
It, like, so ridiculous. A Newfoundland woman went to a hospital complaining of kidney pain. She was shocked when she gave birth to a healthy baby boy soon after. Like, I go to the hospital. Got kidney pain.
Yep.
10 minutes later, you're in labor. The weird thing is, I don't remember ever having sex.
Whoa. Is your name Mary?
Yes.
You a virgin?
No. Oh. Yes.
Wait, anal? Does anal count?
Oral?
Oral doesn't count.
Does it count if he's... If... If he jerked
I
off...
I was artificially inseminated.
Into my mouth, and then I snowballed it into him, and then he spit it onto my vagina. Does that count?
No.
Well, I just had a baby.
Wow.
Juanita Steed, 36, was at a New Year's Eve party when the pain started and escalated to the point where her husband, Terry, took her to the hospital in the eastern town of Carbonier for x-rays. Quote, the technician looked at me and said, my dear, you're pregnant with a full-term baby.
With a fur?
And I said, quote, no, sir. You got the wrong one. How Newfoundland. Newfoundland. It's about the Newfoundland. No, sir.
No, sir.
No, sir. You've got the wrong woman.
You tried a boot in there?
No, sir. You've got the wrong woman, and you're looking at the wrong screen. There is no way I'm pregnant.
Trust me. There's a baby coming out really
soon.
Are
you the dumbest? If I had a living thing inside
you'd fucking
of me.
Know, especially if it's been in there long enough to where it needs to come out now. What, 9 months? It's been like... You fucking, like, a gag over here. Jesus Christ.
You fucking loaded that all fucking tight, so I had to suck really hard, and then I got more than
tight.
I wanted, and it killed
well,
my
watch
lungs.
Watch the smoke.
And now I'm coughing up phlegm. Thank you.
Now you're just gonna be really high. It's all right. It's all good.
How do you know?
Biggest kidney stone ever.
How do you not know that? Like, hey, honey. Do kidney...
My stomach is, like, getting all fucking bloated and
honey,
shit all big.
Hey,
I keep puking in the morning. I think I got a kidney stone.
It's a boot time for a diet, eh? Like, how do
you
not...
getting fat, honey.
Honey, you're getting fat. I know, and my kidneys are killing me.
I think I got a kidney stone. We should probably go to the hospital. That's how it went down.
That's exactly how it went down. I'm just saying, like, hey, honey, I think the kidney stone's moving. Like,
Dude, the kidney stone just kicked. What?
Feel this.
Hey, ma'am, that's not your kidney. That's your stomach.
That's your
that's your fucking ovary.
That's your uterus. You fucking idiot. God. Do you not have health class in fucking Newfoundland?
Oh.
I don't understand that.
You don't even need to have health
class
for
that. I seriously don't understand that at all. It's a baby. Mother's intuition? Much? Like, maternal instinct? No, I'm just going to pass this stone and then I'll be back to work.
Why is this kidney stone coming out of my vagina?
By the way, you just had a kid. She's like, well, I don't want that. I just wanted to pass this kidney stone.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be a mother.
I didn't
no.
want the kid.
No, sir. You got the wrong woman. You're looking at the wrong screen.
That's not me.
She said her menstrual period hadn't stopped. There wasn't any morning sickness, and she didn't put on extra weight.
I've been fat like this my whole life.
That was she, do you think? Did she start out just... She's
just
like
fat.
Always had a pot
just
belly.
Just that fucking weird pregnant stomach.
That's weird.
That is.
Her other son also made an unexpected arrival on July 30th, 06 at the couple's home.
That's not my son. You got the wrong
That's
screen.
Actually the kidney stone.
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering why he never moved around or anything. He
Wait,
like
no,
a
is
rock.
It like that episode of South Park where
Probably.
Bono is a piece of shit? This kid is just a kidney stone?
Everything is like that episode on South Park. While she knew she was 7 months pregnant, she was caught off guard. Stop!
Jesus.
Quote, I felt like I had to go to the bathroom, and out he popped right into the toilet, she said.
Another cunt in the toilet.
You gave birth...
Mommy!
What?
I'm hungry, bitch! That'd be the first thing I would do.
I tried to flush
your
it.
Your plunger wouldn't work. Got stuck.
Can you plead like I just didn't know
and
for murder?
No, and then she upper decked it.
She's like, well, if that wasn't a kidney stone, I just killed a baby.
Sure hope that was a fucking kidney stone, Jesus.
Oh, man. I can't believe that's her quote. I felt like I had to go to the bathroom, and out he popped right into the toilet.
I felt like I had to take a shit, so I shit out this cunt dirt.
Just
yep,
right into the toilet. That's so amazing.
Is that what it feels like when you...
You know, women, I take it all back. Everything I ever said about please have abortions and please stop having kids, you're right. Carry
Continue.
On. I'm sorry.
Do more of this.
Have more kids, please. Please. Just go ahead. Why the fuck not? Quote, Terry actually scooped him out of the toilet and put him in my lap until the ambulance came. I said, no, I don't want that. Put it back in the toilet. And that is it.
No,
for
don't worry. That belongs there.
Yeah, that's...
I
no,
put that
I mean,
there on purpose.
I said kidney stone so I wouldn't get in trouble.
Duh.
It's called an alibi. You're not helping. How awesome would that be if that was really why? If yeah. this was like
she
a
actually
whole
thought
plan,
that was a kidney stone.
She totally planned it out from start to finish. The mastermind, if Whoa. You will.
Why didn't you just not have a kid? Just don't get pregnant.
I didn't know.
Whoops.
Felt like my kidneys. All right, and that is it for that story. How far is this?
All
right, why don't you read one more? I'll read one more. We'll get the fuck out.
Fuck, I have...
Sound good?
One, I can't just choose one more.
Yes.
Matt, no.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. That
I
one.
Can't. No.
That one.
Are you
the
sure?
The teacher. Yes, that
this one.
Please. Yes, please.
This one is called Obsessed Teacher Charged with Rape of Teen.
Yes. And Ireland says, fucking stupidity, what is this world coming to? I know, right?
I ask myself every episode.
Every morning I wake up and I'm just like...
Well, and every time we do some news.
Every time.
Every
3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah. It's nice to be doing it 3 days a week.
I know.
It was a little while I didn't. It's pretty rough times, man.
Just be grateful that I have a job that I can show up half hour late to hour
right.
if I really absolutely have
every
to.
Every day.
Right.
Can you? So if you show up every day, can't they just make it like that time?
Like, can I just
can that just be the time I need to show up now?
How about 9 to 5? Is that good? Because that's good. Yeah.
Since that's when you get there anyway.
As long as I get my shit done, I don't think he gives a shit.
Yeah, you always seem to be done at, like, way early.
Yeah, because I'm efficient at what I do.
I married...
Holy shit, real quick.
What?
I was out delivering today, and I saw the most beautiful woman I have ever... No shit, like, not just being like wow, it's
serious?
Been a while that I've dated a girl. Like, she was so hot.
Uh-huh.
Beautifulest thing I've ever seen in this valley ever. Short black skirt, stockings, just hot as fuck, little boot heel things, long black overcoat, hair all looking like a fucking commercial.
What color's the hair?
Blondish, dirtyish, brownish, more blonde though. Working at this store I deliver to, I'd never seen her before, ever, there, or anywhere for that matter. And like, I was walking up the stairs and I come around this corner and she's coming around the corner and I'm just like, ha.
Did you actually do that?
Fuck. So much.
What do you say? What do you do? That's it. Just like, can I
almost just bumped into
you. Hey, lady, can you stop so I can stare at you for
miss,
a minute?
Hey! If I could whistle, I probably
yeah,
would have
totally
done
would.
That. You know what it is, though, I think? It's hard picking up chicks at work when you're the water guy. Because
Hi, my name's Matt.
No, not even that. Just which girl wants to be in this respectable office and
right.
being like, oh yeah, I'm dating the water guy. Like, it's
cool.
impossible to do that.
Yeah.
I figured it out. Like, I can't
Have
do
you
it.
Tried?
Maybe. I leave notes here and there, we'll say.
Hey, this is my number.
Usually, though, it's it like they'll call or text or whatever, but they'll be like, oh, I have a boyfriend and I'm miserable, but thanks.
I'd be a friend.
Yeah, thanks. Now I'm good on that.
Now I got lots of friends.
Got plenty of friends. That's so bad. But seriously.
I didn't come to you because I wanted another friend. But...
No, not at all. No. I actually need more fans.
Yeah. TheJamHole.com.
And if you become a fan, you can be my friend. How's that?
So this
once
one
you've
is
donated
called...
$20 or more, we'll call you a friend. And
no,
your name will go on
that's
the...
awful.
And then your name will go on the contact us.
That's awful.
Us who the show
what
is
you... That's so bad.
Why?
Don't say that. This one is called...
Oh, really?
We're going to have to edit that whole part out.
I know.
Like, cut a complete, like, all
completely
that.
Out. Okay.
This
Sorry.
One is... Okay.
I apologize.
Okay. Let me just start from the beginning.
Please.
This one is called...
hold on. In three, two...
This one is called Obsessed Teacher Charged with Rape of Teen. A married South Shore teacher was so obsessed with a teen boy she had sex with on his kitchen floor, in the shower, and in the living room, and it all began when he was 13 years old.
She's kind of hot.
She's... I would have sex with her if...
If I was 13?
If she was my teacher? Totally.
Literally, if you're 13 and she's
your teacher,
she's definitely
how can you,
your
so...
teacher. If you know what I
yeah,
mean,
yeah, for sure.
That's fucking nuts, though. Like, you're not yeah. a bad looking woman.
What's... She's obsessed with
that's...
him.
That's okay.
That's what it said. She is obsessed with him. He's that... like, whatevs. I'm just fucking.
I'm
bitch.
Just a kid.
Who gives?
I'm
a
gonna fuck you, and then I'm gonna
fucking
go...
her and six other. Bitches.
I'm gonna fuck you and then go play WoW. So
yeah,
it's cool.
So whatever. She actually pays for my WoW.
But she's like, I'm upset. You are my obsession.
Yeah, like she loves
by Calvin like, Klein. Huh?
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. The alleged victim.
Not saying he did, not saying he did not.
I think it's funny that they even call him a victim. He's a 13-year-old getting fucked by his teacher is not a victim.
Who's the victim here?
Fucking me for not having a teacher like that when I was in school.
We're the ones that really lose here.
Yeah. Like, he's not awesome. A victim. Okay, the alleged victim, now 16, said they had sex a total of 300 times.
What? Pardon? Yeah.
Possibly every
Spartan. This kid's a fucking
every other day.
This kid's a fucking Spartan.
He fucked every other day.
Oh, holy shit! Yeah. What were you doing when you were 13?
I was fucking
not,
my teacher.
I was not fucking 300 times.
Yeah, my
at
teacher.
All.
Not once.
Especially my teacher. Holy shit! Jeez. I was coming in my pants playing footsie with the girl that sat across from me in second grade.
For sure.
I was deaf. Oh, granted, my second grade teacher was a dude, but still, like...
It's not the point.
God damn. She's hot. I can't get over that. Like, she is really pretty. That's...
Christine A.
That's awesome for him. That sucks for you, though.
Yeah.
You are going to get so much shit for that.
Oh, you're going to go to jail, probably.
Like, I'm 28, and I dated an 18-year-old when I was 27. Well, she was 17, and then she turned 18.
Right.
And I got a little bit of shit for that. Like, you're fucking a 13-year-old.
And you're his teacher.
And, yeah, like, we were just friends. She was your friend, and then, you know, ended up being... somebody's sister's best friend or whatever the fuck, but that's besides the point.
She actually tried to get with me first.
I know. And then I cock blocked. Totally. I asked you and you're like, no, I don't like her. And then you were like, dude,
yeah, I don't
she's
even
only
like
17.
Her, like,
and I'm like, hey, that's fine. She's cool.
I chill with
I
her
just,
like
hey,
all the time.
I just want to be her friend.
Yeah. See, that was actually a girl I actually just like chilling with and getting stoned with all the time. It's kind of, it's fun.
Thanks.
Anyway.
For bringing that up.
That was quite a while ago now.
Oh, that's awesome. I know.
That was back when I was with Bree.
Yeah, that was a long time
I know.
Ago. What shows were that? That was before episode 50, wasn't
seriously,
it?
Seriously, that was back at the office.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And that laugh. Oh, man.
Because that was...
Yeah, because I looked at this place with her, and then,
the first day I came here, I was with Bree.
Right.
We were, like, setting shit up.
Yeah, and then she left me.
Yeah.
Right.
And then
because her sister's best friend told her lies.
Right.
Right. guy.
That was good.
Chet.
That was a big...
Those
See,
were good
that's
shows.
One shame
that was my pain that you all reveled yeah. in and enjoyed that, thoroughly. That you is, owe me money for that, bitches.
That shows you how shit it is being in a small place where everyone knows each
I know.
Other.
Oh,
there's
you're
all
dating,
these interconnected
you're,
fuck circles going on
you're
all the time.
Dating who? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my your, fucking cousin's
that's
sister's...
Your, that's your ex-girlfriend's best friend's yeah. little younger sister. Cool, Matt.
Jesus.
Fuck me. Fuck me. And then they thought I dated her on purpose. Like, oh,
just to,
some,
to fuck with
I
her.
I didn't even
make
know.
Her mad.
Fuck me. I did not even know. I'm not Ugh. Even kidding. I would
That's
tell
crazy
you, I'd be
shit.
Like, hey, check this out. Yeah. Look what I'm doing.
Look what
here.
I'm doing.
Did
her.
I say that?
No.
I had no idea.
You didn't
she
know.
She was just some cute chick that liked to get stoned. And I was like, yeah, cool. Fuck me.
Whatever.
Fuck me.
What do?
You cry a lot.
Man, those are some crazy times.
Crazy shit, yo.
Crazy times.
Fast times.
For real. Christine A. McCullen, 29, of Rockland, faced three charges of statutory rape in Brooklyn District Court earlier today.
Holy shit, hold on. Chickadee says, if you're talking about Betty Two, no, we said her, Jasmine.
She, her name was,
yeah,
not, she
we
was
said,
into Betty.
Who
she
was Betty in. Two? There was Betty. That was... What's yeah, her face?
Samuel and
shout out to Sammy's mom. Samuel. All right.
And,
who was Betty too?
Lola.
Who?
Lola.
Who? Lo what?
Or
Layla?
Layla, yeah.
No, because we said her name was
not
Layla.
At first.
Did we?
No, we called her Betty too or whatever.
For real?
Yeah.
No, I
totally.
Thought that was somebody else.
No,
for some
because
reason.
At first
That's
you guys
fucking
were cool.
Me up. I don't
you guys were
know.
Cool, remember? You guys were cool and you were hanging out with her and fucking her or whatever.
What?
And, like, it was, and she made it a point that, like, you not to mention her name.
Oh, yeah,
show.
Because she was cheating on her boyfriend that worked
right.
at the place I delivered.
Yeah,
okay.
See, you were fucking her.
Oh, I'm fucking the water guy, but I'm dating the mechanic. That's awkward.
Whoops.
Whoops. Oh, I miss her sometimes.
God.
Oh, okay. So there, they broke it down. Betty Two, those were shows in the 20s.
What?
Back in episodes in the 20s.
That's crazy.
The 18-year-old religious girl, that was the virgin. That was Betty One. That was
right.
Sammy. Thanks
right.
for
Betty
Two saying
was
that.
Layla.
Betty One was the older one. Betty Two was the 18-year-old religious girl. Betty, really? Yeah, it was, because I was seeing Layla. She was,
right.
that was before
Layla was
any
first.
Of that shit. Yeah, okay. Totally. Thank you. For cleaning that
Who
up,
said
Chickadee.
That? Oh, nice.
Then you switched it around, right?
I like
because
how, I like how
Layla,
they remember that shit.
Well, she
but we
says
don't.
She's catching up on those old
oh,
shows.
Oh, gotcha.
See, then it's Layla fresh. Moved, and then we started hanging out with Sammy, right. and then we switched the numbers because
right.
now you're Betty. Okay. And we gotcha. Called him Betty because that was the chick name for skateboarding girls
yes.
back in the day when I used to skate. Betty's.
Hey,
Betty's. Oh, this little jaunt down memory lane is brought to you by me never getting laid again.
Ever. Prosecutors say she had sex with the alleged victim when he was 13, 14,
of
and
course.
15. So
three years?
They fucked.
You would have thought after...
Like, you're not even my teacher anymore, but we can still fuck.
Hey, I'll be going on to 7th and 8th grade now. But you would have think, like, after 6 months, he would have got sick of her and moved on.
No, I probably was just fucking her on the, like, whatever
He's
else
probably
he
like,
was doing.
What's my grade?
Like, if there was any
B,
girls that...
What's my grade? A plus.
You know, he's a total player, and, like, while he was fucking this teacher, like,
he was
whatever
fucking
girls...
her daughter and
no,
shit.
No, or whatever girls he did like at school and he did get with, he didn't...
Well,
stop
and you
got to
think of it this way, too. Other 13-year-old girls are going to be a lot more stand-up. Ew, boy. Ew, penis.
Ew,
penis.
Ew,
penis.
Ew, penis.
This is at the point where most of them are still virgins,
right.
and they're like, oh, vow of celibacy. Teachers, like, I've had kids. Let's do this.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. Like,
yeah. Well, she's yeah. a young teacher. She's only 29.
Got it. Iron Lung says
your,
Yahtzee.
She's barely older than you, man.
That's true.
It's crazy.
I could not imagine doing that.
You
if I was a yeah. teacher, well, not not a third. Like, that's
not a,
pushing
maybe
it.
Like a high
that's
school.
That's pushing
shit.
It even for Montana.
Right. Like a Flathead High School, maybe.
Right.
A senior
17, 18
right.
juniors to senior,
right.
for sure.
That's cool.
Right. 16 and
that's okay.
I'll draw the line. If we have to set an age, I'm going to say 16 and up.
Like, if you're a teacher, if you're going to be a teacher and you're going to fuck your students, like, at least be, like, juniors and seniors.
Until I'm 40. Right. Then I'll set that at 18.
Yeah, right. You kind of have to then.
But, you know, 16, 17, on the hush.
Well, while you're younger,
on the DL,
know,
if you know it. On the DL, Hewley. Yeah. Do you remember that guy?
Yes.
He's doing nothing.
God. That guy's such a douche, too. He's not even funny.
Not at all.
The elementary school teacher was held on $10,000 bond, $1,000 cash after her appearance in Brockton. She pleaded not guilty today to another arrangement on more related charges hey. In Hingham District Court.
Wasn't me.
Wasn't me. Hey, I didn't do it. What can I say?
That's awesome. She just straight up denied that. Yeah. He's 13, I'm a teacher.
One
who are we believing? One
I didn't do it.
I did not have
she admitted
sexual
she had an obsession with him, though.
With that woman. I did not. 13-year-old's like, yeah.
I like how they say she was so obsessed with him. I wonder if she actually was, or if she was just fucking him. Like, was she really obsessed with him, or they
well,
just, like, putting
what do you,
that on there
what are
for a
we
headline?
What are the boundaries defining the obsession?
Yeah,
like,
true.
Is it, are we like, calling him all the time? Are you driving by his house? Like, how?
Well, they're fucking every other day
okay,
for 3 years.
Okay, but that could just be nonchalant. Are you fucking away from the school setting? Are you yeah. doing it on weekends, or is it just because you're
is
at school?
Is that all you do when you're together
well, no.
as fuck, or what? Like,
well, you know, I cook him pizza rolls, and then he plays video games for the rest of the day. He hangs out with my son. My son's fucking his mom. We double date.
No
yep, big no deal.
No big deal.
No big
we
deal
go
at all.
Out, we go out to the Chuck E. Cheese together.
Mom, can I have more tokens?
Yes, please.
That's so awesome. Hey, Mom. Can,
hey, teacher, you want to go fuck after this?
Can Billy stay the night again?
And his mom.
As long as your father's not home. That's so fantastic.
The defendant is obsessed with this young child, said Assistant District Attorney Michael Scott.
Obsessed with the child or his manly member? Like, what are we? Do you really enjoy time with him, or is it just a fuck toy?
Or it's like fucking
is
a 13-year-old boy.
Is he your living real doll, so to speak?
Is he your real, for real doll?
For real doll?
It's my for real doll.
So for real.
For real, for real. McCullen has been placed in administrative leave from her job as a fifth grade teacher in Abington. McCullen was
I remember my
seen
fifth
with her
grade.
Husband in court today.
Ouch.
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 For sure.
Pardon?
Ooh, burn. That hurts.
They walked in and everybody got all quiet and they're like, pss, pss.
Yeah, you could hear the whispers.
Ooh.
Or, like, as soon as they walked in, you could hear, like, everyone just turn around in their seats.
The record skip. What?
Or there was, like, talking and noise in the room, and as soon as they opened the door, it got quiet.
Chickadee says, Science. I had a crush on my fifth grade teacher. I kind of did, not like a sexual thing, though, just like she was the first really nice teacher I ever had. So I was like, she was like my favorite teacher.
Pretty much all my teachers were old.
Old and ugly. That's what I'm saying. That's how mine
were.
Yeah,
I had
until
a couple.
Her,
right, then, or there were guys. I had a couple. Right. I had a couple teachers that were like in their mid-30s.
Or they were dudes and they always made me sit on their laps and that was really uncomfortable.
The only like younger teachers like that were girls in their mid-30s that I had weren't really that good looking.
Yeah.
Especially when you're
not
that
like
age.
Her. Like she that would have been a prize.
For sure.
Like if she would have approached me and been like, hey, I'm your new teacher, let's go fuck, I would have been like, abso-fucking-lutely.
Really? If you were
let's do this like Judas.
Okay, if this girl would have approached you when you were 13.
Yes.
Weren't you going to
like, I would have approached her
Christian
first.
School or
I would have approached her and dropped a little note on her desk and have been like,
want to have sex?
Want to do
yes
it?
Or no.
Yes or no?
Yeah. I know that's how you work, man.
That's how I roll.
That's how you ask girls out.
It's so easy.
Oh,
it's
God.
So non-confrontational.
That's so fucking
I love it.
High school, though.
I know, but they think it's so cute.
Yeah, it's so cute.
And then they're like, "Oh, but I have a boyfriend."
Oh, right. I have three kids.
Boom, 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 boom.
Wah, wah, wah.
Is that for that story?
I don't know. There's two pages.
Nah.
This is like halfway down. the first
one. We summarize here.
Yeah. Here, let me read a little more. Her lawyer, Frederick McDermott. McDermott? I knew someone named Dermott in school.
That's very interesting that you mentioned that.
I just, it's an odd name. I said McCullen befriended the teen boy and his younger brother and was acting as a surrogate mother. The boys, the lawyer said, are being raised by a single dad. That makes sense.
What's your excuse?
I'd be just a surrogate mother.
Oh, wow.
And lover.
That's fine.
Fuck buddy, whatever. I don't know. Authorities say McCullen tutored the alleged victim's brother, and that is how she was introduced to the older boy. Scott alleges McCullen also piled the victim with alcohol, a charge she denies.
Huh. Wasn't me.
I didn't give wasn't him alcohol. Me, that and wasn't it my wasn't... booze. He was drunk when he got here.
He had booze in his sippy cup. That's awesome. Is that it for that story?
Well, it looks like... investigators also discovered messages McCullen, who used the moniker Sydney, sent to the boy through their MySpace website pages. MySpace messages to prove that you're guilty.
Nothing's worse than
solid proof.
Nothing is worse
fucking
than when
chat logs.
Exhibit B is MySpace message logs.
Or any MSN chat log or whatever.
Oh, that hurts right here, man.
That sucks.
That hurts my kidney.
Yes.
My kidney / second child. Is that
Hold on. I think I gotta go poop. A baby.
I just had a baby. Never mind.
I get the two feelings confused with my body sometimes.
That's so hard.
That's it for that
story. Is that it for that story?
That's it.
All right. Well, I'm gonna read one more here, and then we'll get
we're
the fuck
at two
out of
fucking
here.
Hours.
That's fine. It's Friday.
We got so many clues. We gotta.
We're
do.
Not doing clues.
Let's just do some clues.
No,
dude.
We're not doing clues.
Clues.
What did I just say?
We haven't done clues like the past two
what?
Episodes.
We've done clues every episode.
We didn't last episode.
Yeah,
we did head to head blotter style.
Okay. Well, tonight we're reading stories.
Fine.
I'm not at all in the mood all for right. clues tonight. We'll all do right. clues on Monday.
All
right. So
you're the one yawning over here.
I haven't in the past. It was just that one story.
Okay.
I'm not yawning
okay.
now.
Go. Are you gonna yawn now?
Okay, if anyone's still listening live out there,
oh, I'm sure.
Do you guys
want to
hear?
Of course.
Oh God,
just pick one.
Necrophilia, corpse raping.
What?
The mom mad at the people for not killing a dog because the dog bit the kid and balls got tugged on and shit. You know what I'm talking about. Or shaving beards at school. This creepy dude teacher asked his students to shave his face.
That second to last one's pretty awesome. What was the first one?
Corpse fucking, dog testicles, mauling a child, or shaving face.
Corpse fucking.
Johnny Shitbag says, or wait, never mind. Chickadee says necrophilia.
That's two votes for that story.
Necrophilia? All
I
right.
think that's a good story.
Necrophilia. It is.
That's all it takes is two people.
Well, I'm not going to wait. I'm
okay,
not
going
to
wait.
This one is called Mortuary Attendant Rapes Corpse. Windhoek, not to be confused with Ren Hook.
What's the difference?
Stevie, you idiot. This is Windhoek.
Gotcha.
Same hook.
Right.
Hook. Police in the Karis region recently arrested a male mortuary worker at the Karisburg State Hospital after he allegedly, allegedly raped the corpse of a woman who died in a road accident.
If you're going to rape a dead lady, don't rape one that got fucked up like that. Get one that died from I don't know, drug overdose or
if
something.
If you're going to rape a chick that got all killed in a car accident, you're just fucking a bowl of warm jello.
Yeah, she's all
you can actually legally, depending on where you live, you can go buy jello
and just
make
fuck
it,
that,
and then just fuck that.
And that's totally
you can actually
illegal.
Get a blow up doll and shove it full of jello and fuck that.
Feel your fleshlight full of jello.
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, if you have a fleshlight, you probably don't need to fill it full of jello.
Well, yeah,
I think it works just fine.
Okay.
2009, I'm going to make some serious changes, okay? I'm going to I'm not saying I'm absolutely 100% going to, but I'm going to do my best to not fuck so many dead corpses.
Okay.
I'm gonna try.
That's my New Year's resolution.
New Year's resolution.
Don't fuck so many corpses.
I'm gonna go easy on the necro.
Yeah.
Necrophilia.
No necro. Oh no.
Really, guys? Hey, what are you doing later? Oh, I don't know. Just gonna go grab a couple beers and go back to the old morgue and, you know, see where it goes. Where do you think it's gonna go? You're getting drunk with dead bodies. But you're gonna get curious. I'm just saying.
Want to take a shot with me?
Hey, body shots. Dead. Yes. Body.
Dead.
Yes. Dead body shots.
Yes.
What? Oh, every time I hear these stories, and I know this didn't happen in the U.S., but that shit happens. Like, all that plays in my head is, proud to be an American, you know? Just, like, I am so overwhelmed with pride and prejudice.
Really?
No, pride. No. I guess, I don't know. Would you, if nobody would ever find out...
That you fucked a dead body?
Would you?
No. No.
Braden.
No.
Braden.
How?
If no one ever knew...
How recent did it die?
How much? How much would it take, Braden?
I would not fuck a dead body.
Because when we get our podcast coalition bailout money...
You're gonna...
I'm gonna buy you a corpse, and I'm gonna be like...
How much?
How much?
Here's a corpse, how much?
I'd do it for a mil. Just... A cool mil... But I want it warmed up first.
No,
it's
gotta be recently deceased.
Comatose, even better.
Can it? Yes.
That's so. You are effed in the A.
You know what that said you would do it for $1 million.
For $1 million?
I wouldn't do it for anything.
I could buy a new dick for $1 million. Wait, are you wearing condoms or no?
You
can. Are you barebacking?
I would wear a condom.
I would bareback that.
Oh, no. You could catch something from fucking a dead body. I would probably...
What? What do you think? AIDS? It's dead.
I would, like, triple layer that shit. Like, I put on, like, 3 motherfuckers just to make sure. Then I would do it for $1 million.
Definitely.
I would do it for $1 million if I could wear, like, 3 or 4 condoms. When I did it.
No.
What are you doing?
I'm going to deduct $250,000 for every condom you wear.
What? That's
you
bullshit.
Wear 4 condoms, boom. You're fucking a corpse for free.
Then I just won't fuck a corpse.
I'll make you. What if I had a gun to your head? Would
fuck
you
that.
Die before you fucked a corpse?
No. No. Well,
okay.
Yeah, I
so
would.
All
I don't really care that much. Because you're just going to blow my brains out when we finish the show anyway.
I bet it's just like fucking one of your ex-girlfriends.
What,
I'm not going to say which one. But I bet it's just like
not
that.
Not at all.
Maybe a little warmer.
No.
Maybe a little warmer, but not fucking much, Braden. Not much at all.
I don't know about that. Because they
you fuck ice queens is what I'm saying, Braden.
Ice queens. No.
Oh, that's sad. Harrisburg Acting Regional Commander, Chief Inspector Nicodemus what? Your name's Nicodemus?
What?
Hey, remember
Where are you from?
the Amish land. Nicodemus Nampala confirmed to New Era yesterday that a 30-year-old man, only known as Van Hendricks, allegedly has sexual intercourse with the corpse of a 44-year-old woman 2 days before Christmas. Hey. Merry Christmas to me.
Yep. And a Happy New Year.
Do you think he had them embalm her for... Like, was she looking good or was she looking like she just got in a bad car wreck?
Did he just walk up to the fucking wall and just open the thing and slide out the
Hopped
fucking...
Hopped on her and then pushed himself back in?
Close the door.
Yes.
Just fucking, yeah. You know what he wants.
The dude walks in. I'm picturing that dude from CSI with the dude with the cane. He walks in, and his little buddy, the dude with the glasses, is in
that?
The thing all. Yes. He's all big. Just the whole shelf is
that
just
would be,
rocking.
That would be a great episode of CSI.
Season finale material.
Yes.
Hey, Jerry, Mr. Bruckheimer. Email info at thejamhole.com.
How about you email CSI?
How about
like, I got an idea I want to sell you.
But I want $1 million.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sell it to you.
And I want to get to play a corpse in the next season of CSI.
Yes. You want to be the corpse that gets fucked. You do.
Jesus, dude. I take pride in this show, and when I go and I tell people about this show, mm-hmm. and then they go and listen to it, and they're like, that's not funny. I'm offended that you would have
You're
sex.
You're offended by that and not all the other things.
Okay.
Whatever.
Minutes later...
Where do you draw the line?
Huh?
Where do you draw the line? Being a dead corpse getting fucked on CSI? That's where you draw the line?
I'll tell you when we get there.
All right.
When I'm like, Braden,
that's where
I draw the line.
You want to remember back in episode 139 when you asked me where you draw the line? This is
it. That's
it
right here.
Okay.
We have reached the line.
Okay.
Oh, God. Minutes later, the security guards at the hospital heard a loud bang and rushed. Really? Oh, man.
For some reason, that reminds me of finger bang bang. It's such a good song.
That's, hey, remember that episode? Yes. Yes, I do.
God, I wish that didn't come up so much.
They heard a loud bang and rushed to the morgue, but found it locked. Mm. If the morgue is locking, don't come a knocking.
Exactly.
They alerted the police, who equally found the place locked. The police got there. They're like, yep.
It's locked.
It's locked.
See you later.
Thank you.
Our work is done here.
By the time the police officers got to the suspect's residence to fetch him and the key, they found him there. They walked him back to the mortuary, where they found the dead body of a woman lying on the floor next to the mortuary trolley, makeup all running and shit, crying. No, wait, she's dead.
Oh,
they
right.
don't cry when they're dead.
Right.
So he fucked them, then ran home real quick.
I'll be
Is this
right
the
back.
Same guy?
I think
like,
so.
Like, did I read that right?
I don't know.
Minutes later, they heard a loud bang, rushed to the morgue, but found it locked. Then they called the cops, who found it locked. Mm-hmm. By the time police officers got to the suspect's residence to fetch him and the key, they found him there. So that, he must have...
He just busted home.
Was that the loud bang then? Was the window? Or no, that was the corpse hitting the floor, probably, because they found the corpse on the floor.
Right.
That's weird. He, like, ran home and, like, got in bed real quick and was like...
Sleeping.
Hey, we need the key to the morgue. Someone broke... Huh? Oh,
what?
Yeah, hold on. Let me get dressed.
It's like 2 in the... It's like 2 p.m.
4, 5. Okay, what happened now? Oh, who would fuck a dead... Hold on. Okay, who would fuck a dead corpse? Don't smell my dick. No.
Smells like rotting. It smells like rotting
smells
tuna.
Smells like death.
Smells like rotting tuna, probably.
Death and defeat and sadness.
Yes.
That spicy little smell there, that's sadness. They walked him back to the mortuary, where they found the dead body of a woman lying on the floor. On the site were also 2 used blank. The
condoms.
Yes. Nice. You are on it.
See, he double fucking...
Or he did it twice.
No, he would just use the same condom.
Why? The condom would slip off and then she'll get pregnant.
Understand.
Oh, wait.
She's dead.
You know, they don't move. They don't talk. They don't get pregnant.
But they...
I'm not seeing the downside to this whole necro...
They don't clean the house.
Well, that's fine, though. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's fine.
If I really want the house clean, I'll do it myself.
Right.
I mean, hey, you want the house clean right, you're going to end up doing it yourself anyway. Am I right or am I right? Come on. I'm right.
I'd much rather trade having to clean the house for having a girlfriend that didn't talk, like, didn't move.
Well,
I could fuck whenever.
And if you wanted her to move, you could just hook up, like, jumper cables and a car battery to her.
Or just hook up a pulley system to her arms and stuff.
I am the puppet master.
Just play with it.
That would be so awesome. That would be like the total opposite of what it would be like if you actually dated them and they were living.
Yeah.
Like, you would be the one doing all that and being the puppet.
Right.
Like, that's weird.
Whoa.
Because dead is actually the opposite of living and not talking, not being annoying, not being a dumb bitch. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Wow. It appears the suspect failed to put back the dead body where he had found it. Police told New Era the suspect is likely to have dropped the corpse tray in his effort to bring the body down from the shelf, hence the loud noise. He, a suspect, was arrested instantly and appeared in court last Tuesday. Under police case number whatever the fuck, Van Hendrix was charged with violation of a dead body and was denied bail by the court. How's your permanent record doing with that violation of a dead body charge?
Put it this way, I'm never getting a job working in a morgue.
Ever.
Or in an old folks home, either.
That is about it for that story. So. Do you want to do, like, two clues, and then we'll get the fuck out?
No.
Okay. TheJaml.com/vote. Sorry, Jeremy. I don't know what to do.
We can't help you.
I tried. You know. I did. Dude, I stopped the show for like half an hour to try and fix that.
Like 15 minutes. That was a while.
I don't know where the ban list is. I'm sorry. But just make a new account. What's the big deal?
Just email live video or something.
I don't know, really.
Is it banned your IP, though?
I don't know. I didn't ban
Try them. Making a
the
new
The person
account.
That banned you probably has to unban you. I think that's how it works. I'm not sure. So, thejamhole.com for everything. Email us info at thejamhole.com. Leave us messages. We'll play them on Monday for episode...
I would love voicemails.
140.
That'd be
we
awesome.
We always love voicemails.
That'd be cool. At least say something funny. We can play on the show.
TheJaml.com/forums, TheJaml.com/vote. Monday, episode 140.
I'll be here.
Be there, or be...
Square.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.